Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Right. Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So good to have you guys in the house. It is Sunday night. It is July 31st, 2011. It is the last day of July. And of course, you're going to be live right here with me, Miss Blue, in The Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Want to say greetings to everyone around the world. Thank you guys for adjusting your schedule and also adjusting yourselves to join us here in the forum tonight. Good to see all the Remix family in the house tonight. See you guys showing up. We got a very exciting show planned here this evening. First, there are some things that we will take care of before we actually get into the share. First, I would like to thank the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, who showed up on Friday night. It was an amazing share, so big thanks to her. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, I invite you to go back and download. Definitely download that you can get that show as well as all other shows right here on The Remix. And if you don't know how to get there, let me go ahead and give you some directions. To come on over, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, and the chat room is open. If it is your first time joining us here live in The Remix, definitely know that you can sign yourself up. It only takes a few seconds just to click on the sign up button or the sign in button at the bottom. Tell us who you are. Click on that. Definitely you can like The Remix shows, follow all the shows, and see all of the sounds. Oh, okay. So I'm getting reports that you guys cannot hear me okay. A lot of things going on this end. Hopefully they'll be done here in just a second. Joining us tonight, a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us in form is actually Brother Rising Sun. It's going to be coming on in just a little bit. We do have some housekeeping things that we're going to be taking care of and getting ready for the share that he's going to be bringing us tonight. A very, very powerful share. He was a recommendation and also a friend of Brother Bobby Hemmett. And those of you who've seen Brother Bobby Hemmett in New York, you might have seen Brother Rising Sun open up for Brother Bobby. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, a lot of different healing modalities tonight, a lot of different transformation modalities, all of those things as we continue to go on tonight. But first, I do want to take the sound check. Can you guys hear me okay in the chat room? If I'm coming in loud and clear to you, let me have you put a heart in the room for me. I'll be able to do this check for those that are in the room as well. If you guys can hear me loud and clear, definitely put a heart in the room for me. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me and the sound is coming in and not sort of kind of skit-scat broken up there. Welcome, 646-652-2711. If you want to listen via the phone, I want you to do that as well. Cracking just a little bit. Okay, couple of hearts, couple of kisses. Sounds like I'm coming in but not coming in. So I'm going to try to fix that on my end here, if at all possible. If at all possible. We're almost done with what we're doing. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music and just kind of loosen us up just a little bit as we get ready to get into the share this evening and begin the session. So we're going to be doing that. So first, what I would like to do for everyone who's listening, for the you guys listening, to let you know that, for you guys to know that we're going to, I'm going to probably call back in for just a moment because I do want to make sure you guys hear me clear. So I'm going to come back in. I know some of you are saying you can hear me clear. Some of you are saying you cannot hear me clear, but I want to make sure I'm clear. So I'm going to put on a little bit of music. Not the song we're going to jam to, but I am going to put on some music. I'll put on one of my favorites. You guys know what that is. And then I'll be right back. Everyone, I did go ahead and stop it because I wanted to make sure. Hopefully the sound is better. So peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to The Remix, of course. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And thank you guys for joining us. Joining us tonight in the form, it will be a remix first. Brother Unk Rising Sun is going to be joining us here live in the form. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things this evening when he gets ready to come on. I'm not going to spoil that for you, but I do want to go ahead and put this out for those of you who might be in the South Carolina area or you're going to the South Carolina area. On August the 13th, Brother Bobby Hemmett is going to be in Columbia, South Carolina, and he's going to be at the Sphinx Paw. And for those of you who want to get more information about how you can hear Brother Bobby or find out more information about him coming to South Carolina, because definitely if you can get yourself out there, it is always a treat to see Brother Bobby live. The number you want to call for detailed information as far as the address, the location of the Sphinx Paw, and all of those things in South Carolina is going to be area code 803-754-3922, and that's going to be on August the 13th in Columbia, South Carolina. So definitely you guys want to get out there and support Brother Bobby. And if you also want to get those things, maybe some DVDs of his last presentation, some of the ones that he did in New York, and also get the mirror or the picture packet or any of the other products that Brother Bobby offers, you can reach Brother Bobby by contacting him and calling him at area code 678-358-1055. So now we're going to get ready to get into the share. I hope this is much better and you guys can hear me loud and clear. Yes. So I'm glad you guys can hear me loud and clear. So perfect. We're going to continue. So, yes, good show tonight. This was sort of one of those things, divine intervention that came on. And I want us to listen to a little bit of music. This was one of the songs that we used this week. And me and Sister Munya got so much feedback from the Know Your Magic line that I decided to play this song today. And so on the show today. So what I'm going to do is, this is the time I want you guys to get up. And we're going to get ready to move around, and I want you guys to kind of loosen up your energy a little bit, and then we're going to talk about, I have a special announcement that I want to say, but I want to do this after we kind of get ourselves into our mode and into our flow and get ready for the share that Brother Rising Sun is going to come on and present us with this evening. So first, what I want to do is I want everyone to get out of their chairs, because we're going to be doing a little bit of dancing. Before we get into Brother Unc Rising Sun coming on, he's going to be talking about magnetic blue quartz. He's going to be talking about water, of course, and things that you can begin to do at Awaska Meditation. We're actually going to be doing a live meditation here tonight, and we'll be following his lead. We'll be talking about different herbs and things that you can incorporate in your life, getting ready for the energy of 2012, which is right around the corner. We'll be talking about sacred tobacco, different uses of tobacco and how those uses have come about. And also we'll be talking about activations for the pineal gland. So some real interesting things. This brother has been doing his work ever since the very early 80s, and he has a lot to share, very diverse in his background. And also those of you who have been in New York, seen him open for Brother Bobby Hemmett recently, and so it's going to be a great share. All right, so here we go. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then I want you guys to get up and move. Some of you will remember this song. You guys gave such great feedback on this being one of the songs that sort of kind of made you kind of stop in your tracks a little bit. And so I thought it would be really, really cool for us to play it tonight. All right, since we're doing a little bit of reflecting.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will. Thank you.
All right, everyone. So there it is. Ring My Bell. I'm sure it brought back memories for some of us. And for some of you who don't know about that, that definitely is a jam there about ringing my bell. I know you guys know about that. So we're going to get ready to get into the share tonight. But first, I do want to say a couple of things. This has been such an exciting year, this particular year. So many amazing things happening for each and every one of you. You guys have conversed that to me, starting new projects, some of you in new location, new places, going out, doing the work that you came to the planet to do, and just an amazing energy that the remix has been a part of. And so from the bottom of my heart, I want you guys to know that I thank you for that. This has been a long journey for myself and much, much more to come, surely more to come, that I've been doing this for almost about 9 years and lots of transformation, as you guys have seen with yourself. Also, I've seen those transformations within myself. And so I am really, really proud to know that the remix has always been that place where everybody could come, no matter what our backgrounds were, no matter sort of what path we were on, and no matter what direction we come from. This has always been the place where people can come and they can actually be respected and also be able to share. Be able to share whatever they needed to share. And that is definitely sort of my goal, my mission, to continue to move the remix in that way. And with that being said, what I want to do is, because there's been some shows that we've done, and you know, sometimes we can really kind of get out there on the remix, and it has been brought to my attention, not by just one individual, but several people, that they felt a little offended by some of the information that was given out. And so I want to set the record straight to know that everyone here is to be respected, particularly when it comes to those things, when we're dealing with such us as cultural people, because that is a part of the foundation. Although we welcome people from all backgrounds, all cultures, and all walks of life, but it is sort of culturally foundation from our ancient ancestors coming out of Kemet. In fact, my introduction into really understanding what I call life and what I call magic, what I call knowing your magic, actually came from that path of those brothers and sisters who paved that way, that came out of ancient Kemet. And so when the show was done and we talked about those things, and we Brother Panic was speaking, and he said about those brothers and sisters that use Hotep and that have those names such as El Bay, know that that was only coming for a select group of people, because everyone is respected here. Many of those who follow those particular paths, some of those who even come from the path of coming out of Kemet, like I said, is who introduced me to Brother Bobby Hemet. So it was those people that visit the platform, such as Siba Haru Al-Kabulon, that you guys know and love as well, too. So much respect to all of them, to know that everyone is respected here. And so when those things are coming out, know that it is just talking about a select group of people, but everyone has a right to be respected. And so we definitely want to make sure that we keep that balance here on the remix, and so everyone can feel like they can come and share and listen. So I wanted to make sure that I did get that message out there and be very clear about that, because we do want to have a place where everybody can feel welcome and also be very much respected. And so I wanted to put that out so we can move on. We'll be talking more about it and sort of kind of getting some feedback, not getting too much into the details of it, but just really understanding it from a foundational point that everyone is respected. And so, no, we know that there's people who abuse things in every genre. It doesn't matter which direction that you're coming from. We know that that is there. So good, you guys are telling me that you really felt that and that you understand where I'm coming from with that. So it's good to know that we're there and we can move on. I'm so just so excited that we can keep bringing so many different people on the platform, and that they can come from so many different directions A lot of exciting shows that will be coming up. You guys will be looking forward to it. So those shows will be coming up, and I'll be talking about them a little later on. But I do want us to go ahead and get ready to get into the share so that we can get into the share with the brother and bring him on. I see you guys filling up on the phone lines and in the chat room. So let's get Brother Rising Sun on the line with us now so that we can go ahead and get into the share. An amazing brother. But thank you guys for lending your ear to that, and thank you for your support on that. So I'm glad. We'll be talking more about it. Thank you guys. All right. So we're going to be calling. This is Brother Rising Sun. He's going to be joining us tonight. I hope he answers the phone. Peace and greetings. Oops. Wow, what was that about? Let's see if we can get, stop laughing, Esther. I see you over there. Let's see if he'll answer the phone. Let's
see. Hello.
Yes, peace and greetings. This is Miss Blue, Brother Unc Rising Sun.
Sister Blue, how are you?
I am wonderful. So good to have you on the phone, have you on the show with us. We are actually live right now, so we're ready to get into the share. Everyone is excited to have you come on. So I think this is a great time I've given a mini introduction of yourself, but I do want you to share with all of those out there listening a little bit about who you are and the work that you're actually doing.
Okay, well, I'd like to say greetings and thank you first to you, Sister Blue, for inviting me onto your show. I'd like to acknowledge the divine in all your listening audience throughout the world. I'd like to thank you for being born, everyone. Thank you for being alive, and thank you for coming forth in this life to make this world a better place. And may we all dream a better dream for a collective dream on this pearly blue planet that we exist on, this little island in a sea of spirit, sea of light. So yeah, I'm just one who, like many of us, I guess you say ancient souls returning, coming to try to balance the light versus chaos, and offering a tool, a light tool, in the form of the blue quartz bottles. So that's my offering to the world.
Yes, and we have so much that we're going to cover here in the course of the next 2 hours, but I want to start out and give out your website so that people who have not had an opportunity to experience some of the work that you've been doing and, as I call, creating your magic with, have not been able to take a look at. And we can talk about the science of where it comes from and sort of how you got into this particular work. But I want you guys to go to www.healingwaterbottle.com. Go to the website, and even those of you who are listening live, if you're in the chat room, you will see a picture of the blue quartz healing bottle there. You'll see the water bottle there, or the blue quartz bottle there. I'm kind of getting a little tongue-tied there, but you guys will see that. Now, I know you guys, everybody, people are already asking about prices, about the water bottles, where can you get them, and we're going to give out all of that information so that you can get your own personal bottle. What I would like for you to talk about, and is it okay to call you Rising Sun?
Sure.
Or is there a name you prefer?
We are all God's incarnate. Psalms 82:6 say, "Ye are God's children of the One Most High," and gods have many names and goddesses too.
Yes,
so
this is
call
true.
Me Hanky, as my nieces and nephews do. You can call me Unc, as many people do. You can call me Rising Sun or you can call me Magnet Man.
Okay. Well, we'll start out with Rising Sun, and I'm sure before the night is over, we will kind of go through all of those different aspects. But I want to talk about a little bit of your background and sort of what got you into really sort of connecting with this energy of the water and coming up with the water bottle.
I have to first give acknowledgement to my elders. I was a green stick, young, square guy in the latter part of my service in the Coast Guard back in the late 70s, early 80s. And I met a wonderful person in person named Dick Gregory. I have to acknowledge his inspiration to question everything. Also, Southern Christian Leadership Conference out of Miami, Florida, with a director named Ray Fontroy. He was also instrumental in me coming into the awareness of questioning everything. And also, there was a sister who was also my mentor, Denise Wilson L. She was also instrumental, question everything. So to get off the beaten path of accepting what the general consensus is and start having original thought, original mind. So that, I walked away from that, after I got that message, I left Miami, came to New York City, and started studying magnets. Back in the 80s, magnet therapy. And magnet therapy led me to crystal therapy. Crystal therapy led me to reflexology. Reflexology led me to massage. Massage led me to tantra and light therapy. And I met a brother in Jamaica who inspired me by direct experience of tonic herbs and how my aura could just expand beyond whatever I had experienced before. So all these experiences led me to finally coming up with a harvest product and offering back to the world in the form of the Blue Quartz bottle.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And so now tell me about the bottle, What exactly does it do? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the crystal bottle.
The bottle is, let me make sure I say it correctly. The bottle emulates what nature does already, in that every ocean is literally held in the chalice of quartz. You'll find sand in the bottom of the sea, mm-hmm. and along the shores. Every river has river rocks. Every stream has pebbles. Mm-hmm. And over 95% of those rocks in the rivers and pebbles in the stream are quartz. The most abundant element on the planet is water. Second most abundant element is quartz. So in nature, you have the magnetism of the earth as it spins through the sea of light. You have the pulsed magnetism feeding crystals. And you have the colors of the turquoise sky in the day and the indigo at night. So if you look at the blue quartz bottle, it is just emulating what already happens in nature. Having the water inside of a quartz vessel with magnetism, crystal therapy, light therapy, and affirmations. So you have many different types of alkalinity. Many people are just becoming aware of alkalinity. You can have alkalinity through sound. Certain sounds are alkaline producing.
Yes.
Certain emotions are alkaline producing.
Mm-hmm.
Certain colors are alkaline producing, especially in the blue spectrum going into the indigo and the purple. Alkaline producing, whereas the energizing colors are acid producing,
mm-hmm.
such as going into the yellow, oranges, and reds, the acid producing. This same principle is also found in magnetism, where the north pole of a magnet has colors for people who can see auras. They actually see shades of light to dark blue off the north side of the magnet, and on the south side of the magnet, they see colors of orange and red radiating from the south side of the magnet, and also spinning.
Yes.
So, with crystals, on a crystal, you actually have a projection side and a receptive side on each crystal. So you have the combination of color, therapy to alkalize your water, quartz to alkalize your water, magnetism to alkalize your water, and the affirmations to program your water. Once water has intention, it will literally reflect the intention and allow deep quartz cellular absorption into the cells, tissues, and the organs.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. And everyone is excited about that. And so how did you take this science of understanding these things, you know, as it relates to all things, understanding these particular sciences and bringing them into just this water bottle? How does the water bottle actually work? What is the science behind it?
You can simply place the water inside the bottle, and within seconds, you have the water taste is different. Many people describe it as lighter, softer, smoother. You also have energy. I've noticed people who are sensitive are actually drawn to the bottle when it's in a yoga studio or sometimes when I'm doing events, and people actually just seem to walk very slow across from the through the crowd, and they're drawn to what I believe is they're feeling the energy radiating from the bottles. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And I guess I was thinking more of the lines of, and I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of different works, but one that comes into mind particularly is the study that Dr. Emoto did and sort of the effects of sound and vibration as they have on water. Whenever we're speaking to water, one of the things that I do personally is charge my water because it can be charged. You know, on your website, you talk about how much of us is made up of water. Like some say 80%, some say 90% of us are made up of water. And so we know that it has a great impact. And in the study that Dr. Emoto did is where he took sort of two jars and infused them with rice. Rice sort of kind of being that conduit to hold water because rice does hold water. And sealed it up. On one, placed some words of hate, and the other one words of love. Sat them about a foot apart from each other. And every day for 30 days to the jar of love, spoke words of love, into the jar of hate, spoke those words of hate. After the 30 days, the rice jar was molded in mildew. It had a very foul smell to it. The jar of love was opened up, and it was like the rice was preserved, really showing how these words of motion and as they go through water. Also, another experiment you may be aware of that they did in Washington, D.C., where they asked the people to go into a meditation and begin to meditate and pray that the weather stayed cold, because they figured out that whenever cold weather was there and they had the snow and the cold, that there was no crime. The crime rate went down in the city. So they had every single day, they had everyone, they would put it on the news and tell everyone, hey, we want you guys to go into meditation, and I want you to just wish for the cold weather to stay. They did that. The cold weather actually extended, and the crime rate went down. They did another experiment in Virginia, where they took people of many different faith denominations, different spirituality, and had them set intentions into a lake to clear the lake. The lake was polluted, and so they used nothing else but just the thought form of their mind, and they meditated over this lake, and the lake actually became clearer than if they would have spent thousands of dollars sending someone in there to clear out the lake. So energy, vibration, sound, color, all of these things make sense of how these thoughts go out into the universe and how that vibration comes back to us. And so it's just amazing how you actually took a bottle and took all of these sciences and encompassed them in the bottle. So when you pour the water in the bottle, and these are some of the questions people are asking, it actually purifies the water the way nature does. It's sort of the way that a crystals would. So it uses the technology of crystals. It uses color therapy. It also uses that vibration. Is there certain intentions that should be set when you're using sort of the bottle? I know you have the magnetism energy that is there as well, too. Talk to it. I'm just really amazed. I think it's fantastic. I cannot wait to get my bottle.
You will.
And everyone in the chat room, too. And everyone in the chat room, everybody's like that. We're going to give out where you guys can actually get the bottles from. But I guess talk to us a little bit, like, what made you think about this? Like, where did it, you know, what was it a need in your life to get pure water? Is this where it came from?
I have to really reflect, and one of the main sources is first invoking my own divine spirit. I am within me. To ask my I am to reveal all I am, and my I am spirit, which is means, you know, divine is, God is, led me to herbs. And I first started with herbs that energize the body. Then I was guided to a brother from Ecuador, and I was introduced to ayahuasca, which means vine of the soul. And ayahuasca is an herb, an herbal oracle that literally helps you to come out of the socially engineered hypnotic mindset most of us have been cultivated into, placed into a cult of a certain mind paradigm. And sacred herbs such as ayahuasca was very instrumental for me to coming and activating my creativity, and I am not the only one. Ayahuasca medicine has literally activated, liberated, and allowed original concepts, design, and creativity to uniquely flow.
Yeah.
So from doing countless ayahuasca, having countless ayahuasca experiences, there becomes a harmonic blend where you start to literally pulse with the same, you start to gradually pulse with the energy of the plant kingdom. Because simply said, plant kingdom was here before all religion ever existed. So the first experiences as spirit beings coming into the physical realm we had were plant medicine that would help us remember, that would help us to remember we are spirit beings having a human experience. And the indigenous people of South America and Central America said that long ago the plant kingdom saw that humans were forgetting that they were spirit beings having a physical experience. So they telepathically relayed to those who were still connected telepathically to combine this vine with its cousin, this bush, and it would help you to remember and come out of the delusional state hypnotized by the senses of limited vision, limited sense of smell, limited touch, limited sound, limited taste, and remember to go back into the quantum space of your original essence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I give thanks to Ascended Masters. I give thanks to our ancestors who prepared the wooden stage of life, our great-grandmothers, our great-grandfathers, our great-aunties and uncles who sacrificed to make a way so that when we were finally born onto the wooden stage of life, that we would outperform the previous incarnations while the audience of our ancestors cheer us on. Even though we may not sense them, we know that they are in the audience of existence, waiting for us to ask for help time to time. But yes, we have all the resources on the planet right now to help us to awaken, especially in the plant kingdom.
Yes.
The plant kingdom, you have all the answers because they are literally the original internet on a multidimensional level. The plant kingdom has intelligence that is way beyond what you would call civilized contemporary individuals.
Yes. Beautiful.
So the plant kingdom has a total record, recollection, and it literally networks with all plants throughout the entire planet. So just imagine, if you like being on the internet, imagine what it would be. Let's see, what would the word be? We would have to create a new word to describe the interconnectedness of plant kingdom. So that would be planetary net. Just imagine unlimited possibilities of coming back home to the garden that we originally started with.
You know, the plant kingdom, definitely, when we look at nature, this is where the natures come from. This is where the gods come from. So we see that reflection there. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Hetepu network of Siva that comes on. He's a Kemetic scribe, and his website is for inner Natirian scribes, you know, that really do their work via the internet. So I'm sure that that is out there as well. That's beautiful and powerful. Yeah, thank you for that. Yes.
Sure, certainly. And the energy of 2012, I have to say this, Sister Blue, 2012 is about women spiritually, individually activating and coming into the self-awareness that, yes, they are goddesses. That's what 2012 is about. Mother Earth awakening and saying, hey, who's scratching or ripping into my back? About women individually saying, enough is enough. I should be honored. Not above men, but equal to men, because men too are awakening from the mud on their eyes and their mind. Take the magic of opening your hearts and minds and realize that we are literally God's dreaming of human experience. So 2012 is not about Hollywood terror and doom. 2012 is about women awakening, and those men amongst us who are awakening realize that it is the time, it is the healing time for the feminine force of the Mother Goddess essence to be acknowledged, recognized, and glorified.
Yes. I think definitely it is a time. I think it is a rise for all of us. And I love the way that you put that and definitely express that to us. Let's go back to the plant kingdom for a little bit. I know we're going to be talking about certain things, certain herbs, certain plants that we can actually use for activation, activating the pineal gland as well. And we talk about this a lot on the remix. We actually have a brother, and he's located in Atlanta. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but we call him Mr. Anderson. He's the I Grow, You Grow. And he really, really gets into the science of the plants and really has that connection with them as well for the different herbs and the different medicines. So all those things are so very important to us. What herb can be used? I know we talked about the plant ayahuasca, but what other herbs can we be using or incorporating to begin to activate the pineal gland?
We can first start with wild American Indian tobacco in the form of tea, not smoke, tea. So I'm going to give a recipe. Is that okay?
Yes, that is wonderful. We love recipes.
Okay, here's a recipe. A gallon of water, get approximately two to three bundles of Wild American Indian tobacco, wild tobacco. That's known as Nicotiana rustica. I'm not talking about cultivated tobacco, which is known as Nicotiana tobacco. That's what people commonly smoke and misuse on a global level. It is cultivated tobacco. The original herbal oracle is Mapacho, as some of the people in South America call the energy described in wild tobacco. Take three bundles, chop it up in a food processor, bring the water to a boil, place those three bundles into the pot of boiling water, drop it down to a simmer, and allow the simmer to happen overnight. Because of the high energy level of wild tobacco, it takes time for the plant spirit to give up its nature and suspend it in the water. That's a start. Start with wild tobacco. Then bring it to a boil. Allow it to simmer until it is half of a gallon. And then have some in the form of a tea and just drink maybe 1 to 3 ounces after saying your own affirmations or chant over the cup and experience how wild tobacco helps you to get in touch with your heart. Because that's what it's all about, listening to the space of your heart instead of the false god of the ego.
Right.
Brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You still there?
Yes, we're still here. We're still here. We're
okay.
Listening.
All right. Another herb to... You want me to move to another herb?
Yes, yes.
Another herb that is very, has an ancient history and can be used for a healthy person to experience pineal gland nutrition and activation is an ancient herb known as Esphand. E-S-P-H-A-N-D. Esphand. Esphand.
Esphand? Okay. No. They're trying to follow along, and I'm following right with you. Okay, go ahead.
Esphand is an ancient herb used in northern Africa and also what is now called the Middle East, which was originally geographically considered a part of Africa. Esphand was used for protection of the evil eye. In the Latin words for Esphand is called Syrian rue. Syrian rue. S-Y-R-I-A-N rue. R-U-E. Syrian rue has the ability, research scientists have found that it helps to treat and prevent Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. It has bactericidal, fungicidal qualities, and it provides a chemical called phenylene to the pineal gland, which in turn produces melatonin. And melatonin is the most powerful antioxidant that the body can experience cellular healing, especially in the darkness of the night. Syrian rue, or what the plant medicine actually said its name is, in a gathering, it told everyone individually its name was African Ra. Interestingly enough, when researching, I found that the North African shaman would literally draw the picture representing the sun with the circle and the dot in the center to represent
yeah.
the energy and acknowledgement of energy of the herb. So that is what we call it, African Ra, but the Latin classification is Syrian rue. So those of the family members who want to do research, Google Syrian rue benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can prepare Syrian rue. Would you like the recipe?
Oh, yes. Yes, we would love that.
Okay, Syrian rue is related to the coffee bean. It's almost, I guess you can say it's a cousin to the coffee family. So when you prepare it, it will smell similar to coffee. So when you get Esphand, or what is called Syrian rue, you first bake it a lot of coffee beans. You bake it, say, 350 degrees in an oven for approximately 20 to 25 minutes. And what this will help do is release the chemicals that would cause excessive vomiting. Because in its raw state, it can be very unsettling to an average person's stomach. So actually baking the Syrian roux in 350-degree oven, placed in like a glass pan for approximately 20 to 25 minutes, no more than 30, this will actually bake and release the chemicals that will cause unnecessary purging. After, you take approximately, I would say, a cup, cup and a half into a gallon of water. But before you place the seeds into the gallon of water, grind it up in a coffee grinder. Grind it up into a powder or your Vitamix. Grind it up into the Vitamix and take the powder, that one cup, one to one and a half cups of the Syrian roux or the African raw, grind it up into a powder, place it inside of the 1 gallon of water, and add between 1 to 3 ounces of lemon juice. This will change the pH so that the essence of the seeds, African raw, the Syrian roux, the esfand, will be released and suspended into the water. Bring to a boil and allow it to simmer for approximately 1 to 2 hours. Now, this, the taste, you can enhance it. Only try, I would say, in the beginning, try approximately 1 to 2 ounces. No more. 1 to 2 ounces, depending on your body weight. The less you weigh, start with an ounce. The more you weigh, start with perhaps 2 ounces. But you can make it easy on the palate by adding apple juice. Apple juice somehow makes it easier on the takedown, the drinking. I like to also acknowledge the African raw by placing a drop. Before having it mixed and diluted with the apple juice, I like to take the raw essence and place a little bit on my chakras, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, and give it reverence and gratitude to the plant medicine offering its light to illuminate our light. Our crown chakra, place a little bit on our crown, and then have some to some pleasant music and experience the enhanced meditation and benefit of the African raw. Now we're building, Sister Blue. If you still have a listening audience, if they still have their gallon that they're going to prepare, now try, or after getting acquainted with the wild tobacco tea, getting acquainted with the African raw solution or tea, blend them together and experience the beauty and the harmony of the wild tobacco tea with the African raw tea. And I got to give thanks to my friend Jehudi, who also reminded me how enriching the blend is. The Jehudi, who now lives in the Bronx with a sister named Teresa, they're married, and he's a herbal walker journeying through the plant kingdom as myself and others.
Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Very powerful. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Mr. All Anderson right, says he's going to try to grow some of these herbs. He's going to try to grow these herbs.
That's good. And that's a baseline. So just think of those as shamanic herbs, baseline herbs, that can also have other herbs added. So you can actually have a blend added to the African raw or the Syrian roux or the esfand.
Right.
You can add the wild tobacco, 50, 50, 50, And then you can explore the beauty and the majesty of the bliss of blue lotus and white
yes.
lotus.
Yes, the blue lotus, yes. Very powerful.
Yes. Now, one of the effects of the African Ra is you do have a serene sense of bliss. And it puts you into what is known as the alpha brainwave experience. That is one of the beautiful things about African Ra or Esfand or Syrian Ru. And it's also noted that Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci praised the use of Esfand, and they said it enhanced their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a contemporary herb. It's an herb that is very ancient.
Very, very ancient. Beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So using those two herbs, you can also add a little bit of, I like using agave. And what is really nice for couples to enhance the harmonic flow between them is to take it together or in a small group. Everyone in a meditation can experience the heightened benefit of using herbs of wild tobacco, Esfand or African Ra or Syrian Ru, because herbs was the original engine of spirituality. Herbs, sacred herbs such as these, were the original powerhouse engines of experiencing the divine within. And it was calculated and removed from most religions so the priesthood could be employed.
Yes,
so,
it is. Mm-hmm. Continue. We're still right here with you, right? We're right here with you.
We'll make a difference. Hold one second. I just got to move away from the kids a little bit. They are turbocharged right after dark. I just want to move into a quieter area. I'm in the park.
Okay. All right. Everyone, if you're just now joining us here live in the forum, we are speaking with Brother Unc Rising Sun. And if you have not had an opportunity to take a look at the website, definitely go to www.healingwaterbottle.com, and you'll be able to see that as well. You'll be able to see the amazing bottles there that we talked about earlier. And we'll also be talking about how you can get yours. If you're interested in purchasing one of the water bottles for yourself, you can do that. If you're located in Brooklyn, you can actually go to the candle store. Or if you're all over the world and you want to call in to get your own copy or to get your own bottle, you can call the candle store. And their telephone number is area code 718-783-8889. So I'll give you that information again. This is for the water bottles, the magnetic crystal water bottles. You can actually call 718-783-8889, and it is a store located in New York. It's located in Brooklyn, actually. And the store hours are Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so they will ship those bottles all over as well. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Beautiful.
Yes. So, Sister Blue, just imagine if all the listening audience, you have a beautiful medium to make the world a better place. And I'm always aware when I'm on a live interview by way of radio or internet radio, how mass consciousness, collective consciousness, 2012 collective consciousness can make a world of a difference to the water supplies, to the collective mindset of the general population on our turquoise blue planet. It just takes a few good men and women to collectively focus their thoughts and their minds that there's peace, harmony, and balance between humans and Mother Earth and all of her creations, all of her children, all of our two- and four-legged relatives in the oceans and in the mountains and in the forests. We have a beautiful technology of internet radio that if we were to imagine all of us just connecting our crown chakras together as a sea of light, as if all of our foreheads were connected together and had one collective thought, the collective thought would be transcendentally beneficial for everyone on our small little planet that we're existing on this round island in the sea of space. So often in the Bible, there's the scripture that says, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. Well, they're just speaking of when you have the collective thought power, the collective minds coming together. It only takes a few focused minds to change the paradigm and the social engineering. It only takes a few focused minds to make a better world one day at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. I know that we will be doing a meditation here in a little bit, sort of kind of everyone participating in that. And I believe we're ready to go with that whenever you're ready. We can actually get into the meditation and begin to do that as well. We still have about an hour and 49 minutes left to go in the forum. I want to also take some questions as well. And so we're following your lead as well.
Okay. So you want to do the questions and answers before the meditation?
Yes. Yes, okay. I would like to do that. Let's go ahead. We're going to open up the phone line. So if you guys have some questions for Brother Rising Sun, we can go ahead and take some questions as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here with a question, as well as you can also Skype in as well. So if you are calling international, for those of you who are international, you can actually Skype in as well. So now, let's see. We're going to go to the phone line. Look like we have some callers here. Calling in, it looks like from area code 214, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Mr. Anderson.
Greetings, Mr. Anderson. Good to have you on, the official gardener for the remix. Good to have you on.
Greetings, Rising Sun and Miss Blue.
Greetings to you, Mr. Anderson. I got to say it like that.
Please do. I love that. Rising Sun, I want to give you honors for respecting the plant world, first of all, because that is my spiritual vehicle. I mean, probably you of all people probably could relate to what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I've entrenched myself into the plant world. You know, my movement is I grow, you grow. If I grow, you grow. I do all types of gardening and planting and everything, but I want to inspire people to connect with the plant world, and I appreciate you introducing me to these new herbs. I'm doing my research right now, and my question is, what the herb, the last herb that you named off, you gave it several different names. I guess it was the Ra herb, African Ra herb. What is it native to? What area does it grow best in?
It's found throughout the world, but you find it in, especially out in the southwest, in dry areas, because the southwest is very similar to what is called the Middle East. So it's a bush that thrives in a dry climate, and it doesn't require that much water. But when it does have water, it will grow.
Okay, okay, because I'm definitely going to try to incorporate that into my herbs. Right now, I'm currently growing a lemon balm. If you could give me a little information on lemon balm as far as your research, I grow thyme, I grow rosemary, I grow three different types of basil, Thai basil, plenty basil, and lemon basil.
Okay, lemon balm, I couldn't give you any information off the top of my head. The thing that I'm embracing here living in Brooklyn are the Caribbean herbs from Guyana, such as Copadula, Monkey Ladder, Devil Doer, Granny Back, Locust Bark, combined with Chinese tonic herbs to strengthen the kidneys. I'm thinking of a good sister friend of mine. Her name is Diana Farr. I'd like to give her a love shout out if she's on listening in on the show. She reminds me of sharing with the listening community the importance of kidney tonic herbs. The herbs that we need most now are herbs that strengthen the kidneys. So these are herbs that literally recharge our internal battery, because many of us, because of our lifestyle of stress, at work, at home, people are prematurely aging. Kidneys in Chinese medicine rules the hair as far as speed of aging on the cells. It rules the reproductive energies, the loins, and it also rules the teeth, the joints of the lower back and knees. So those have been the herbs that I've been focusing on, Mr. Anderson, kidney tonic herbs. And those are herbs that in the Caribbean, when they used to be working hard on the fields and doing back-breaking work, nature's plant kingdom called out to them from the knowledge that they had in Africa and local knowledge of the indigenous people of the Caribbean to combine certain powerful barks, branches, roots, and herbs together to strengthen the kidneys, to strengthen the lower back.
Right.
A strong lower back, you got a powerful engine of a physical body.
Right. So my last question, and I'm going to let you get back to work. Hot peppers, sweet peppers, any type of peppers, can you elaborate on the peppers?
I'm not going to touch on any of the peppers. I'm going to leave that for you, Mr. Anderson, other than cayenne. Cayenne helps the circulation. Cayenne helps to warm, dilate the blood vessels. The cayenne pepper is what we need to open up and clear some of the plaque that is in our cardiovascular system. So if you think of peppers, I'm thinking of cayenne.
Cayenne pepper.
Sprinkle cayenne pepper on all the different foods that you eat. So
it will literally circulate.
Because as long as we got good circulation, we have living activation of all our cells, tissues, and organs. It is the slowing of our circulation. It is the coagulation of our circulation. It is the stagnation of our individuals and people in our nation that causes sickness. Sickness comes from stale water, stale blood, non-movement. Water loves to dance. Inside your body and blood, water loves to move, spiral, and spin. We cannot have health without a spinning blood circulation in our tissues, in our organs, in our brain.
Great. How can I get in touch with you? You have an email I can get in touch with you, because I love to build with you, brother. I mean, you're an outstanding, dynamic brother. I mean, I get behind you. I love to support you. I love to collaborate with you. I mean, just everything that you're saying, I'm absorbing it.
Yes. The best way you can reach me is through Hank, H-A-N-K, Rising, R-I-S-I-N-G, Sun, S-U-N, R-A, Ra, Hank Rising, Sun Ra, @gmail.com.
Okay, and that's available on your website as well?
Excuse me?
Can I get that link on your website as well?
You can't get the email address. I'm giving that to you right now. The email on the website is not up for okay. Reasons that I don't want to put it on the website at
right.
this time. It's still being developed.
Thank
so you can contact the store. You know, that's for commerce. You know.
Okay, okay.
The website so itself is commerce.
Let me get that one more time.
HankRisingSunRa@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right.
Got it?
Yes, I got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Everything that increases circulation, and I encourage our community to embrace the Caribbean herbs. Get familiar with the Caribbean herbs, the tropical herbs, because magnetically speaking, the most powerful herbs on the planet are found in the tropics along the equator, because you have the magnetism from the North Pole and the magnetism of the South Pole coming together, entering the earth in the tropical areas, and therefore you have high-powered, strong herbs that are unique and regenerative to the human system.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful. Yes. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Anderson, for calling in. It's always good to hear from you, Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.biz. If you guys have not started your garden, you definitely need to do that. And Mr. Anderson will help to get you on your way. Always good to hear
thank
from you,
Ms.
my
Blue.
Brother. Thanks for calling in. Peace
yeah,
and love
yeah.
to you.
Honors, Ms. Blue. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Lots of great information. We're going to continue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you have a question for Brother Rising Sun. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 760. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Sister Blue and Brother Hank Rising Sun. This is Dee calling from California.
Okay, greetings.
Greetings. I'm having such a moment of synchronicity right now. I'm in the gym, okay, and I just want to say I was telling my daughter I was in the swimming pool, and I was having this moment of what is the science behind us in water, being in the water, swimming in the pool. And I told my daughter, I said, within 48 hours I'm going to get this answer. I get the email, and I'm in the sauna listening to the show, and it's all about this water. And I had the great pleasure of meeting Brother Hank Rising Sun maybe 10 years ago at a meditation through Sister Wisdom and Sister Sokna. So I am so blessed right now. I'm soaring. But my question is about this water. And, oh, man, the science behind us as African-melanated people not being in it. As much, meaning I notice how, for instance, my teenage son, he no longer likes to swim, and how the mindset seems to be, what is it to keep us physically out of water?
Why do a lot of us are not attracted
right.
or repelled by water?
The science behind keeping, it seems to be a concentrated effort to keep us out of the water, whether it's in the media, you know, even as a stereotype, we don't swim, we don't get in the water. But as if we are batteries, and that's the way I see myself as an electromagnetic being,
yes.
when I'm in the water, I'm getting messages, I'm feeling it, I'm,
yes.
I'm a dancer, I'm a Leo, and I'm yes. eating cayenne pepper like crazy, and I'm in the sauna right now, you know. But all of these things are coming to me because I've been doing this work, and the question I just posed to my daughter was about us physically being in this water. Can you shed light on what it helps us do? Not only are we drinking the water and taking it in, but as we are physically in the water, do you have anything to share on us getting in water?
Oh, you want to go deep, so we're going deep tonight.
Yes, yes, love it. Yes, water is amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's start. I got to go to your women. I got to go to the women. And I got to go to the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
The first pool that you swim in is the pool of the womb.
Yes.
That's the first swimming pool. That's the first ocean that you experience when you incarnate into the physical realm. So if the woman is experiencing emotional stress and anything less than love and joy, while she is having the child in her swimming pool of her womb, when that child is finally born, they do not want to have anything to do with the element of water to remind them of the stress and the pain of the mother's original pool of creation.
Yes.
So how do you get over that? because a lot of people who experience in throughout the world the pain that a woman carries while a baby is in her stomach, she wonders why her child cries all the time after being born. Why is the baby always moaning and being upset? He or she is literally echoing the feelings, the attitudes, and the emotions of the mother.
Yes.
She, without being aware of it, is literally the, how would you say the words? The moaning goddess of creation. Imagine a goddess being sad at the moment of creation. What can she create when she's not happy?
That's right. So true.
So on the flip side, imagine the beauty and the wonder and the magic. Imagine the beauty, the magic, when a child is in the first pool of the mother's womb and happy, experiencing the happiness of her, of the mother, and the love and the hormones of happiness and joy and the music that she may place with speakers on her womb, meditative music, reading to the child while the vibrations of the pool is literally shaping and forming and encouraging the genius spirit incarnate to come forth into this world full blossom with divine gifts and revelation.
Wow. So would you suggest that we get in the water more? I'm feeling this call to the water. It may be just me personally, but I'm as a female, and you said the woman waking up, and I mean, you are hitting the head on the nail. Oh my word. I mean, I'm so open. It's like, wow. And the dancing. It's the dancing in the water. What is that? I keep feeling it and hearing it so loud. I just wanted to get more clarity on that, and then I'm going to be quiet because it's noisy where I am, so I won't speak anymore. Thank you all for answering the question.
All right. Very powerful. I'll let you go ahead and continue. Yes. Yes.
The first water dance is the water dance in the womb. Baby's kicking. Baby's not kicking. Baby's dancing.
That's right.
Or baby's protesting. Hopefully the baby's dancing and not protesting, saying, get me the hell out of here. Or the baby might say, finger pop, Marvin Gaye. Tammy Terrell, Luther.
So true. You know, so true, Brother Rising Sun. And this is something often that there's a book that is out, and it talks about a lot of the research that have been done about nurturing the unborn child, because typically we tend to think that that nurturing starts once the baby is physically here, but it actually occurs in the womb. Matter of fact, I take it all the way back to the point of inception, of conception. When that first birth happened, the thoughts that the father is thinking, the thoughts that the mother is thinking, when the baby is being birthed into this carnation. And inside the womb, those primordial waters, whatever happens within there, it's how it impacts us. And also, like you talked about, the baths are important. This is how you stabilize your emotions. I do this in the sacred sessions. I recommend it for men and women, because just like women need to sometimes go back into that womb, don't you think it's important for our brothers also to go back into that energy of the womb as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are born of water.
Yes.
We are literally born of water. And without water, we can't survive. So many of us have chronic dehydration disease. And that has been published, Dr. Batman Jelly. Your body's many cries for water. You there?
Yes, yes, we are still here.
Asthma.
I'm reading. Keep going.
Asthma, lupus, chronic dehydration. You don't need medication. You need more water.
Yes.
Chronic dehydration. 85%, according to Dr. Batman Jelly, 85% of all diseases is chronic dehydration.
Yes. being hydrated. And let's talk about that, because there is so much going on, and we spoke about this before the show, about what is the best water to be drinking? How can we get sort of to that good source of water, not the water that just comes in us and goes right back out? A lot of talk about Kagan water, a lot of talk about distilled water, bottled water. We know that that's not definitely the good water, but what is going to be the good source of water? We know we're going to get those water bottles that you make, because everyone wants those magical blue bottles. And but talk to us about how to get a true source of water. How do we know we're getting that?
Okay. What I noticed when visiting family in Washington, D.C., and I was driving back home from to New York from D.C., and what I noticed when I put the water from PG County, Prince George County water, tap water, even after it went through a filtration, a solid carbon block filtration system, I let the water sit in the 1 quart, 1 liter size bottle in the seat next to me. And as I was driving, I came to a toll booth, and I had maybe about 2 or 3 inches of water left. And when I reached the last inch and a half of the water, I noticed a distinct heavy metal taste in the bottom of the blue quartz bottle, and I rolled down the window and spit the water out. And what came to me was the heaviest elements of the water was pushed to the bottom of the bottle, as if high-frequency ionization and purification from the quartz charge into the water, and the magnetic charge actually took the heavy, non-acceptable elements of the water and pushed it to the bottom of the bottle. So what that says is the bottle does have this, and this is a subjective experience as far as what I found in the water, because it literally made the water taste better until I got to that last 1 inch, 1.5 inches of water in the bottom of the bottle, and that I end up dumping out. However, if there's water that's unacceptable, we have to take personal responsibility and saying to ourselves individually and collectively, to water, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, and thank you for all your blessings, even though the very water we're drinking is being abused by the ignorance of the masses. So there's a beautiful concept from ancient Hawaiian thought, and that's called Ho'oponopono, in where you take personal responsibility for every person and experience in your life, for better or worse. You take responsibility. And now we're hearing about people claiming that they're gods and goddesses. Well, they now take responsibility for the creations that you may intentionally or unintentionally brought forth. And in the Hawaiian system, each person that comes into your life stream is a reflection of your own creation. So if someone's bringing disharmony to you in the system of Ho'oponopono, which you can find if you Google or go on YouTube, you literally say to them, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and I thank you. And what this does, it removes the karmic memories from your own hard drive, your own individual hard drive, so that with practice, it will help you to see past the memories that you're impressing on that individual person, and you will see them, and they will literally get the healing from you saying those four sentences. Ho'oponopono.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. We're going to keep taking questions because I do see the call lines are filling up. I do also want to give another shout out to some other brothers and sisters that really work in this particular area too when it comes to plants and dealing with those things, and that is the Forgotten Foods. And you guys know they have been on the show many times, and they deal with a lot of the plants and the herbs coming out of the East and really, really connecting with that energy. So want to give a big shout out to them. They're out in Georgia as well. We're going to continue to go to the phone lines and take the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678?
Oh, sorry, Ms. Lou. How are you doing? I got a house full of company. How are you? I come from a long line of alcoholics. I mean, our family, we just like to get high, like in a meditative way, so we can kind of see between the crack and the worlds. And I was wondering, was that a calling out to the plant spirit world to connect with those teacher plants that you were talking about? And that was part of my question. And part two of the question was, are there herbs or seasonings that you deal with during the late part of the summer? I appreciate you so much.
Right.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Could you repeat the first part of that question? Because I need to hear that again, please.
Yeah, well, it was a comment about the people in my family. We just like to get high, whether it's alcohol or weed or whatever. And I wanted to know, was that a calling out for us to maybe do these plant spirit plants that you were talking about? It's almost like things that we do, we should be bumped up to a higher level. We might be doing them on a mundane level, dealing with alcohol and beer, when we really should be getting down with these teacher plants that you're talking about so we can open up and activate the pineal.
Right. First, look at the way alcohol, the way tobacco, the way the cocoa leaf is used and abused here in this country is not the way the ancient people used alcoholic beverages, herbal beverages, not the way tobacco was used, not the way cocoa leaves were used. What people have done for reasons unknown to me is when you extract so-called active ingredients, you leave behind the most important part of an herbal beer or herbal wine or herbal tonic, and that's the plant spirit itself. You have divorced yourself from nature, so you, instead of getting strengthened in your liver and your brain by divorcing distillation, extraction, purification, pasteurized, homogenized, you have literally bent and twisted and mutated a natural healing herbal drink into something that literally turns on your body like Frankenstein turning on his creator and starts destroying the liver and the brain. So if you have in your family a lot of people getting high, you may need to wonder, what is the history, the local history in the area you live in? Is the ground crying from pain, or is this socially engineered by habit and peer pressure, people smoking and drinking and self-destructing their cells, tissues, and organs? Because if you are using alcohol, tobacco, and cocoa leaves in a unnatural form and fashion, you are literally moving against thousands of years of wisdom of having plants and the levels of alcohol that's acceptable for tonification of the cells and in the body itself. Cocoa leaves have been used by the indigenous peoples of Bolivia and the high mountains of South America for thousands and thousands of years. Cocoa leaves in its natural form has a plant spirit, and oh, by the way, the essence is carried in what some Western cultures call cocaine. However, the indigenous people would use the whole leaf in chewing and traveling and working at high altitudes without the detrimental side effects. When you use in the natural form wild American Indian tobacco, you have an experience that is 50 times more potent than cultivated tobacco that has been laced with sugar on this paper, and God only knows how many other chemicals, just to create a freakazoid crack addict in the form of a cigarette smoker.
Right.
And with alcohol, the way it's used today, I drink alcohol. Last night I had a drink, but it was in kidney tonic herbs. It was with Caribbean herbs. This is with African herbs mixed in with some brandy. It's nice and dandy to have herbal brandy. Everybody wants to do that, including the animals in nature's kingdom. They will eat fermented fruits and berries so they could get high. But the way we do it can take us to heaven or hell.
Indeed. You so answered my question, because I knew that it was a cellular memory there that's reaching out for those truer, holistic spirit plant, you know, those teacher plants. And I wanted to ask you if you've seen a movie called The Emerald Forest.
Of course. Also check out the movie called Limitless. Also look at the movie called...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also one called Renegade. Renegade is a cute movie where they're using Western. Now, check this out. It's a Western setting, but the only thing is ayahuasca is not a plant medicine that wants to be in dry, acrid environment. Mm-hmm. Ayahuasca like to be in the tropics, as you find in South America, in tropical rainforests. What plant medicine likes to be in the Western setting is mushrooms. The movie Renegade is an attempt to introduce entheogens and how it affects, but the movie Limitless was more effective as far as full brain activation in the use of sacred herbs and plants. I found that the movie Limitless was closer to it. Even though they were using artificial means to use 100% of your brain, and embracing ayahuasca, and embracing peyote ceremonies, and embracing not for entertainment but for spiritual elevation. Mushrooms such as psilocybin, this in the correct setting and with the right intentions, these plants help to activate your talents and your God-given gifts and your abilities. And I also want to give a shout-out, if they're in the listening audience, to Baratunde of Forgotten Foods and Kaya. Good friends of mine.
And friends of the remix as well, too.
Yes, and lots of Bobby Hemmets out there. I'm giving my one brother Sag to another. Hey.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in, and definitely thank you for those questions. And beautiful. We're going to keep going. I see you guys down there with all your hands up. We're going to get to you. So, yes, really great, especially when you talk about the abuse system, because anything can really go to the point of being abused. So I really like the way that you put that point that, yes, these things of alcohol can be used. In fact, it's really spirit juice or spirit drink, you know, and then those things of the herbs and the plants that can be used, but it's how we use them. And it all starts with intention. I'm very big on intention, and I love that. We're going to keep going right here live in the remix. We are speaking with Brother Unk, Rising Sun, and we're going to go to the next caller also calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Vajrayana. How are you doing this evening, young lady?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I'm the person that was sending you the private messages, and I just had to call to get this opportunity to ask him two important questions. Good evening, my brother. This is my first exposure to your light, but as a old Brooklynite, I appreciate the fact that you are sparkling light throughout that county, okay?
Well, greetings to you too, sister. Sister.
Yeah, I have two relative questions. One regards... many people come to me with the same issues that you spoke about the babies, and I taught them that. I've seen the incidences happening with babies that hate the daddy, I mean, the daddy touches the baby, and the baby just breaks out into tears. And I've really helped people understand that it was that woman's issues with the man while she was pregnant that is now carried over into the baby. So my question to you is, how can I direct them to their own power so that they can heal that? Because the way I do it takes too long for most people.
I was just mentioning the ancient Hawaiian system, if you just wanted to work on it through consciousness, which is Ho'opono or Pono. And I just mentioned, you know, you find it on YouTube, and also you can Google it. Dr. Hugh Len is the doctor who reintroduced it to the modern world. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about love. It's all about giving thanks. And what also can be used are the herbal paths of the sacred herbs in the form of ceremonies, ayahuasca ceremonies or mushroom ceremonies. The Native American Church, you also have Santo Dame Church. So you have multiple therapies that can be used for healing and forgiving, because that's what it's all about. Now, outside this country, if you can get access to something called Ibogaine. Ibogaine is an ancient herb out of Gabon, West Africa.
Will you spell it for me?
Excuse me? Say it again.
Will you spell it for me?
Ibogaine. Ibogaine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Ibogaine.
Okay.
All right. Ibogaine, they made it illegal in this country when they found that people who took Ibogaine would literally be chemical dependency. They would drop their chemical dependencies at a rate of 95%.
Oh, really?
Ibogaine would have you remember when you was conceived.
That's I hear you. That's
would have you remember every attitude and emotion that you experienced in the swimming pool of your mother's womb.
That's cool. That's really, really wonderful. Okay, now what because something that you've given me, I can, because the only thing that I was doing with these people, I would have a little ceremony with them between the incense and the candles and the clearing the energies, and then I would literally have the baby be held by the mother, and then as I speak into the ethers, I would have the baby pass to the father, and he has to hold it very firmly but gently to his chest until the baby just no longer cried. And it worked. It was very powerful, but it was painful for the mother to listen to the baby cry for 15 minutes, or because the baby could cry for a long time. Do you find anything off-centered with that? Because it works. It's just very painful for the mother.
Well, pain sometimes is a very healing experience.
I thought
so,
too.
To have pain and forgiveness.
Okay.
Pain, no gain. If you don't have any pain in life, you're not cultivated. Without pain, you can't create diamonds out of coal. Without
pain,
you cannot have the earth breathe and pulsate. Everything is pain. It means you're alive. To experience pain means you are alive.
Okay.
Right. And it may not have just been pain for the mother, and I'm sure you know that. What happens is there's a natural mechanism that actually goes off within the mother's body. When the baby is sort of in that position. This is a study that was actually done with, I'm going to say the study was done with actually rabbits, where they took a rabbit and they took the rabbit down in the submarine and took them down 10,000 feet. And one by one, what they did is they actually killed her babies. And each time one of the babies were killed, the mother actually reacted. Her body jumped. So this is a natural instinct that is built into us in mothers. I cover a lot of this in my holistic sessions as well, too, with mothers and their babies. But it's a natural instinct. So it's not necessarily pain, but we really have been conditioned to think that if we cannot control things, and sometimes with our mothering issue, our, I don't want to say issues, but with some mothering issues, we see these things as pain when they're not really pain. It really is a process, because if the baby is with the father and away from the mother and the child is crying, one of the areas that has to be dealt with, and I'll just use the Sanskrit word here, is the first chakra. And that has to do with your security. And that security, like Brother Rising Sun was talking about, starts way before that birth actually comes into play. This is why it is important that if the father is going to be in the life, or even the energy of the father, because ultimately whatever our thoughts are as the mother carrying the child, the child is really hearing those thoughts. There's been studies that done that babies can actually see. So it is both nature and it is the nurturing, both of these two ends, that is really cultivating the baby. So not just the happy thoughts and not thinking good about the father, but even where you expose yourself, places you go, because babies have been seen to cover their eyes.
But the soul never sleeps anyway, so the soul is always picking up everything.
Exactly. Well, they have their own path, and all of that is encompassed into that. But a lot of times what the mother is feeling is just being able to tune in. And as mothers, we should be able to tune into our babies. This is how I know sometimes to stop what I'm doing and focus my energy on my children to help send them protection, because we are their gatekeepers.
Okay.
So very powerful. Thank you
much. Thank you so much. I will continue to listen. I appreciate you.
Likewise. Peace and blessing.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Great share that we have going here. I know you guys are still asking about how you can definitely get in touch and get your water bottles, and you can do that. You can go to the website of healingwaterbottle.com, or you can call the store where you can actually purchase it, and it doesn't matter where in the world you are. You can call the candle store, and that telephone number is going to be 718-783-8889, having an amazing share here with our brother Rising Sun. It is a remix first, and we are so glad to have him here in the forum tonight. As we continue to take your questions, I see you guys out there. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night.
Hi, good night, Miss Blue. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling. Tell everyone who you are. I know you have a question for Brother Rising Sun.
Yes, it's Griffin. And what really got me excited was when he said he came to Jamaica. And I like experimented with stuff myself. And the first question I have for him is, while you were in Jamaica, did you come across any mushrooms, DMT mushrooms? Or, because I've been doing a little research trying to get on some of that, but no luck yet.
Oh, when I was in Jamaica, I didn't even know about mushrooms. Yeah. I was so fascinated and excited about the tonic herbs of Jamaica, like strong back, stiff cock herbs, you know, that strengthen the male nature. That was my introduction to Jamaican herbs.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to find
aware
out
of
is, what I'm trying to find out is Caribbean herbs, are, you know, herbs that I could find here where I could put together for DMT experiences similar to ayahuasca, because I came across some persons from South America once, but you know, I didn't get the formula and the roots and all of that. So, you know, if anything you could put together, like ganja is a popular herb here. It's a very popular herb here, but oftentimes people, you know, we misuse it, smoke it or whatever. So do you know of any experiences with that?
DMT is called also by, I think is the author is Robert, if I'm not mistaken, Strauss. It's called Spirit Molecule. You find DMT everywhere. DMT is in the hair follicles of your girlfriend, of your wife, of your husband. It's in the skin of your being. You find DMT everywhere. Now, how you activate it, you can activate DMT with love. If you don't have any of the herbs, just putting your forehead to each other's forehead and saying to each other, I love you. I'm thankful for all that you've given me. Please forgive me for my shortcomings to you. That love and sincerity activates the DMT of your entire being, not just your pineal gland, your whole being. The DMT is not spoken of that's found in the womb of a woman. The DMT is not spoken of that's found in the pineal gland, but you also find DMT in the clitoris of a woman. DMT is everywhere. So where you give love and devotion, it's, DMT is found in the male principle of the bat. DMT is found in the heart space. It's not isolated in one area. That's the, unfortunately, that's the sickness of Western society in wanting to isolate, segment, and cut off instead of being all-inclusive. DMT is in your heart. So how do you activate your heart is the real question. Instead of looking for a Western paradigm and saying, I want to activate the DMT of my pineal gland, it's really a love dream time. You are dreaming, everyone. We are dreaming a holographic reality, and this is a scientific fact. This is no longer philosophical. We are literally co-creating a dream time experience by intentional or unintentional energies. So DMT is just a side effect of we walking through our lives, learning to harness the fire of love that lives in our hearts. You activate and harness the power of submitting your false sense of intelligence of your left brain, analytical, limited spectrum input into the quantum space of your heart. You will have heartgasmic DMT experience that will make your toes curl and wiggle.
Cool. Understand.
You want to have a DMT experience? Give a massage or receive a massage from a sincere brothers and sisters in the listening audience. You can stimulate the DMT by massaging the toes, the big toes, and the entire foot and the hands of each other. You can have a DMT experience. A baby has a DMT experience as he passes through the vaginal canal. That is why people who have C-sections have been, in a sense, cheated from having the DMT activation of the pineal gland passing through the vaginal canal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to have a DMT experience, turn off the lights at night.
Yes.
Turn off the LED clock. Turn off the television. So many people are addicted to having a television playing in the living room saying, oh, I'm not watching that. It's just, I was like having noise. But they're not honoring their subconscious ability to record everything that television is playing. So sisters, especially sisters, a lot of times sisters are lonely and, you know, they want to have a sense of, you know, like somebody's there. Turn off that TV and listen and feel the song of your heart. People, we got to get away from this electronic addiction in the form of computers, Facebook. Facebook is a monster. It's a tool. You got to use a little bit of it. But some people are staying on Facebook like it's a reality. Facebook is a notch above comic books. Wake up. Facebook is one notch above comics. Take it with the same seriousness that you take comic books, especially Looney Tunes, because a lot of people born in the days that we're living now are literally toons. You will find a Yosemite Sam, a Elmer Fudd, a Point Dexter, a Donald Duck in personalities, and but you can't tell by just first listening to them. You got to feel their spirit, their energies. We're literally living in Toonville with a lot of people. You can't take too many people seriously.
Understood. But yeah. I'm telling you, when you start talking about those herbs and the experimenting, that's really something, especially that ibogaine. I need to get my hands on some of that. So thanks a lot for the information.
Here in the States, ibogaine is not accessible. You got to go outside the States for ibogaine.
No, but that's the thing. I mean, I live here in Jamaica, so I'm trying to find out from you if you know of any of those kind of herbs that are like that. I mean, the DMT accessing from the body and the love and all of that is, yeah, that's great. I mean, trust me, that's awesome. But you know, for those who really want to experiment with the herbs and might can get their hands on some herbs, you know, I was trying to get that from you as well.
Brother, you got up in the mountains of Jamaica, the maroon. Don't you still have maroon villages up in the mountains of Jamaica?
Yeah, they shook this. They still are there, I believe.
They are famous, world famous, for being in touch with the plant medicine of Jamaica. And the plant medicine of Jamaica, I'm not familiar with the plant medicine, the sacred entheogens, the sacred herbs of Jamaica. You're in Jamaica, you have to seek that out. Seek that out from people beyond ganja. There's a whole lot of sacred herbs right there in Jamaica. You seek, you will find, ask, you will receive, knock, and the door will be open to you. I can't tell you here from Brooklyn what's in the mountains of Jamaica. Not yet. Check back with me in 5 years.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the clue. All right?
Thanks. Peace and love to you. Yes. All right. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 480. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, peace, Miss Blue. Peace
and greetings.
The brother voice of the drum. Brother Rising Sun. You work with an associate of mine, Sister Kafunia, up in New York City. Crystals.
Right.
Every time I work with the sister, you know, she would be coming back from your apartment in Brooklyn, you know. So I just text her like, yo, get me in touch with this brother, because everything you're saying, brother, I co-sign 1,000,000,000%. And thank you, Miss Blue, for having the brother on.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. Definitely. We give that big thanks to Brother Bobby Hammett as well, too, for the connection.
Oh, yeah, Bobby and Linda Ashe.
Thanks, yes.
Ashe to the God. One comment and one question. Ho'oponopono, I experienced in a real deep way in 2008. There is a real kahuna named Auntie Mehialani on the Big Island of Hawaii, who has actually brought out even more the ancient dimensions of Ho'oponopono, and she calls the Ho'oponopono Ki Ala. And she states that the ancient Hawaiian spirituality, huna, is actually African, you know, unequivocally. So she's a real kahuna, because I've been on Kauai and the Big Island a lot this year. Co-sign 1,000% on that.
Absolutely.
Everything you're saying, brother. My question is, I spent 22 days in Ecuador and 22 days in Peru in 2009. I did not do ayahuasca in the traditional sense, but I was with a priestess who actually, when she was in Cuba, she had the past lifetime regression that she was actually Semeroon, and you just touched on the Semeroons. But I did experience the ayahuasca, and you just said it beautifully, through being with this sister sexually. And ayahuasca, they call it yahe in Ecuador, and it is an active, living feminine entity. So, brother, I'd like you to just speak on, since you mentioned the feminine principle of ayahuasca, just on the living feminine entity of yahe, ayahuasca. And I will, I think Kafunia just texted me, I will be getting with you this week, brother.
Ayahuasca is a feminine energy. In my early years, I was referring it to, in my personal experience, as granddaddy. And later in my healing, I aligned with the powerful feminine force of ayahuasca as being a feminine force. So she can, the ayahuasca essence, can definitely shapeshift depending on where you need your individual healing, as I received in my personal healing. From a woman can come forth a sun child. Therefore, in the ayahuasca, it will give you the yang or the yin healing energy. But yes, ayahuasca is a woman, and I have on my waterfall an ayahuasca vine that has the shape of a sister. From the waist down, it is almost as if the vine is glorifying the figure of a sister. I mean, shapely, full hip, full thighs, tapered down to the kneecaps. I took this vine and I had to hot glue it to my waterfall. Okay? Also, ayahuasca is an amazing healing energy where I consider it like an herbal spaceship, where when you go, instead of you walking into a spaceship, it's literally an herbal ship that when you drink it, it enters you and literally with its intelligence scans you from your heart throughout your physical body to see if you are healthy enough to travel through the dimensions, the star systems, or fly as a condor or an eagle. But first, it gently finds if you're healthy physically and emotionally and mentally balanced. So many times people don't realize that they need to be tuned up on the emotional level, tuned up on the mental level, tuned up on the physical level because of those toxins. That's what causes such heavy purging through the lower, through the colon or actual vomiting when taking ayahuasca. But after continuous use of yahe, continuous use of the sacred vine, continuous use of the ayahuasca experience, you will find you and the plant medicine coming closer together, becoming one, and you will have less and less of those purgings unless you think of someone who is toxic. And then the purging is on.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
And then,
Love it.
You actually become, with that relationship, with that starship of Yahe, you become the light ship, and you can go wherever you want to go.
And not only that, right. But yes, indeed. But what I've been noticing, people have been telling me, like when they do what I call it meditation. When they actually do the meditation experience, the herbal meditation is what I describe the ayahuasca ceremony. The herbal meditation have recently been making, I've been noticing more and more people are telling me about their experience of having full body orgasms and cosmic gasms of nirvanic bliss.
Yes.
Happening more and more frequently with people who actually, in the sacred way, partake in the meditation, the herbal meditation of ayahuasca. I remember when I first started experiencing ayahuasca, it made sex seem pale in comparison.
Right. You right, brother. You right.
Yes. Sex seemed pale in comparison.
Right.
I mean, to experience,
yes.
Imagine it opens you up to, you have to create a new language, soulgasms, heartgasms, bodygasms, spiritgasms, cosmicgasms, livinggasms. It's such a gasmic state. I mean, they just literally want you to come back into your multidimensional gasmic, in-the-moment gasms of everyday living.
Yes.
Because we have those receptors in our being. So what happened to us? Children, when they're happy, they are literally orgasmic every moment of the day while they're awake.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
So hopefully we came here on a healthy orgasm. Hopefully we live an orgasmic life and we're giving gasms and receiving gasms. And hopefully when we leave this wooden platform, this wooden Apollo stage of life, that we have an orgasmic takeoff.
The rainbow body.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be what also I like to share about the ayahuasca experience, many people I found, well, not going to say many people, some people are afraid, dreadfully afraid to surrender to the plant kingdom. And it don't matter if they're wearing a tie or kente cloth. I mean, people are people regardless of their attire. They may be culturally correct. They may be, so-called square. They may be European. Let me tell you, plant kingdom, people are afraid to surrender to nature. People are afraid to go into the lake. Some people are afraid of going into taking a shower. Some people are afraid of taking a bath. Some people don't even want to drink water. They drink sodas, beer, or juice instead of water. So just the thought of having sacred plant medicine going into their system, and they may be advocates of health. They may be advocates of juicing and greeting each other in ancient languages, Om Shanti, Hetepu, Hotep, and be deadly afraid to surrender to the original Garden of Eden in the form of plant oracles.
You on it, man.
Everyone, and the point that I'm bringing up is we have to have the spirit of accepting wherever someone is not willing to meditate in the form of the sacred herbal plant engine of ayahuasca or peyote or sacred mushrooms, that they will recycle in the afterlife. They can deal with all the things that a meditation with the earth would show them in this life, because that's what it's all about, healing through awareness. So literally in my meditations, in the ayahuasca meditations, it showed me that, you know, I could do the acknowledgement and the healing in this life or wait until the afterlife. I'd rather do it while I'm here.
Get it done. Get it done right now.
So that when you measure your heart against the feather, that your heart is light as a feather. Otherwise, you'll go into the afterlife with all the shoulda, woulda, coulda weighing heavy on your heart, and it don't matter what you might be thinking and pushing, you haven't touched the lightness of your being by acknowledging and surrendering. I mean, plant medicine took me back into my teen years where I had to make amends for what I did. We are totally accountable for even our past lives.
Yes.
Ayahuasca will show you what you're working with. You better go humble, because some of the information you may not want to know.
Right. Yeah. All of your demons you will face for real.
Yeah. Yes. Because the justice system of the plant kingdom is awesome, and it could be, if you're not embracing yourself in the spirit of love, it could be fearful. I'm afraid to look in the mirror, because that's all the plant medicine does, is say, let me show you a mirror of yourself in this place in your being. Let me show you a mirror of your heart chakra. Let me show you a mirror of your deepest thoughts and emotions. Let me show you a mirror. Let me reveal to you that you have cancer in your transverse colon going down to your descending colon. I actually had a meditation where the plant medicine told me I had colon cancer. And the voice of the Chalipanga, which I call Soriana, actually said, you got cancer. And in the meditation, I said, wow, what should I do about it? You know what the plant medicine said to me, Sister Blue?
Yes.
It told me what to do. I mean, it just didn't scare the heck out of me. I stayed calm and said, well, what should I do about it? It told me, come see us every 3 days. We'll take care of it. And you better believe I was in meditation every 3 days. And by the way, I did have chronic pain in my left heel corresponding to transverse descending colon. And at that time, when I was in the meditation, my dad's spirit came to me and said, Hank, you better take care of this. And he pointed to that very same spot. So I had chronic pain in my left heel, and the ayahuasca medicine, actually doing it every 3 days, healed the cancer in my colon. And that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And brother, could you speak a little more on that too? Because I know most of the people that do the Yahe at first, they encounter all of those you know, astral, quote-unquote, demonics, you know, and it scares the hell out of them, and they don't do what you just did. You know, they run from it, you know, because a lot of people now in South America, mostly white folk, is going down to South America to party on ayahuasca, you know, not knowing what they're dealing with, you know. Some of us in the conscious community is doing that as well, you know, and not really understanding, like you said, the power that they untap in.
Well, I'll let you go ahead and speak. The only thing I was going to say is, yes, definitely we want you to speak on that. And a couple of things I do want to address to those that are in the chat room. Of course, with anything, and Brother Rising Sun started out with this and said it best at the beginning, that some of the things that were taught to him by his teachers and elders was to research, and definitely you need to do your research. What everything here that is being presented is about you really going within. It's tapping into that energy, that pure energy of your heart chakra, and seeing where it leads you. If it leads you down that path, and many of you are saying that it is leading you down to try these things such as ayahuasca and really connecting on a higher level to find out more about that greatest mystery that our ancestors left for us, and that is to know thyself. This is what you do. Of course, you're going to use this and do this responsible. I think we're all intelligent adults, and the Remix audience, definitely. You guys are all about your research and doing your research. If you're taking those things and you are on some sort of medication or you're taking different types of herbs, we know that we need to do the research or do that. The key, though, is to listen to your body. Because if you're truly listening to your body and you're connecting with the energy of the plants and the herbs, it will speak to you, and it will tell you what to do and what not to do. So I just kind of wanted to put that in there for some of those that were having some questions in the chat room.
I say, Miss Blue.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Sister Blue. And I want to share with the listening family members, audience, that in Ecuador and in Peru, there are many villages that children, in order to keep their hearts and keep the purity of their hearts and keep the purity of their souls, mothers are given the ka'api vine while the baby is in the stomach.
Yes.
They are literally drinking the ayahuasca while the mother's pregnant. And the child has his first ayahuasca experience at the age of 9. And the reason my guide said that they would do this is to keep the child's purity, not losing their soul in the delusion and illusions of modern day life. So if you have for 30 years or for 20 years been living in a false dream, just like in the movie Matrix, they said it's hard for you to now come into reality because your nervous system may not be developed enough because you've been sitting behind a television or a video game or a computer screen looking at false realities of other people's creations, and your nervous system is flabby and weak.
Mm.
That's described in the movie Matrix. You never used your eyes. That's why you can't see well. You never used the nervous system. You never used your heart chakra. That's why it feels so weak when you experience love. You never used your intuition because you use the lower form of intelligence called the left brain analytical reasoning mind that only receives limited spectrum of light, sound, and information. The left brain or analytical logical side is good to a certain level. But after 24 frames per second, the outer awareness is overwhelmed, where the heart, quantum bits of information, the heart space can handle. The outer intelligence can only handle 24 frames per second. Anything over that generates stress. Stress to run, fight, or flight. Stress to intoxicate, inebriate. Stress to or commit suicide.
Yes.
These are all stress factors where the mind is overwhelmed with information more than 24 frames a second. So we have to, by law of survival, our outer faculties of thinking has become and fast becoming obsolete. We are moving into a time of creation that we now have to use our intuition, our heart intelligence, And as Bruce Lee said, be like water. Move and flow like water. He's also a Sagittarian, if I may say so.
Yo, I'm a Sagittarian too.
Okay.
Yo,
so Richard Pryor, God only, I forgot how many other people, but
Jimmy
anyway.
Hendrix, Bobby Hemmett.
Oh, well, you know Bobby, he's definitely
yeah.
A
hell yeah.
So
we're gonna
that's what the plant medicine is all about. Going directly to the source of nature. And from there, once you receive the attunement, you think Reiki is an attunement, plant medicine is an attunement to yourself. And that's what it's all about, coming home to yourself. The original soul food are the sacred herbs, what you call the entheogens. I'm not talking about chemicals like heroin, and I'm not talking about man-made chemicals. I'm talking about natural elements of the earth to be correctly and honored and revered and approached with respect and sincerity. And also, you never go to any of the herbs without giving them an offering. Offerings of love, offerings of music, offering of sage, offering of tobacco, offering of corn. You always give offerings of fruit. You never go to people's house. Like sometimes in the north, I don't know about contemporary Georgia and the south, when you would go to somebody's house, you know, my father, he was from Virginia. My mom's people were from North Carolina. But you would go to someone's house and you would bring something. You would bring an offering like apple juice or fruit or melons or what have you. They have people nowadays that lost all cultivation, especially the young folks coming to the house and say, what you got?
So true.
You got to say to the young brother or sister, what you bring? What you bring? And people, now I got, while we're on the phone, Sister Blue, I got to bring this up. There's an amazing young brother here. I call him Nephew. There's a brother here called Brother Polite, who is an amazing, intelligent brother who's doing amazing things with writing books. And I acknowledge him on your show because he speaks of the conscious community, what some of us in the older conscious community we call the culture club. We call the conscious community the culture club. And the reason for the culture club concept is that we have allowed ourselves to be socially conditioned to think it's culturally correct to be bust ass broke. To think that to be culturally correct is not to move currency, finance, and build financial abundance.
Yes, and we need to speak about that too. I agree. I agree 100% with you on that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Where did we go wrong where we think that we built pyramids from donations? That we built civilizations of Timbuktu and Atlantis and Lemuria with nothing at all? We were the original creators of the finance system. There's a book, listening audience, listening family, called Hermeneutic Interpretations of the Social Status of the Adamic Race, written in France in the 1700s by an author named Fabre d'Olivier. And I'm going to say the title again, Hermeneutic Interpretations of the Social Status of the Adamic Race. Sister Blue, have you ever heard of that book?
I have not. Not that I can recall of. I probably know the principles, but not the book. Yeah.
Let me tell you, someone shared it with me, and I researched it and found that he said the black race did not call themselves black. They did not call themselves Africans. They called themselves masters of the universe. And the way they describe themselves, they came from Atlantis. This is what he wrote in 1760 in France. He said, At meant master, Lant meant not earth, universe. And we had dominion over the whole planet with pyramid cities that are now considered ruins throughout most of the earth. And the Atlantean black race considered themselves masters of the universe through their divinity. Divinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing is, this thing about black and white, this is a play game. Tim Wise spoke of how this is a recent invention by the real pimps and landlord owners, where they wanted to divide up the races of people so they wouldn't rise up against the major landowners in this country. So they invented a status called white, because Europeans, according to Tim Wise, had no concept of being white. They just, you were either the ones who had or did not have land. You either had land or you didn't have land. You were either economically rich or economically poor, and then you had class wars based on money, the have and the have-nots. So to divide up the members of the struggling class against the landowners here in the Americas, the so-called gentlemen, which is a term, if you look it up in Webster's Dictionary, one of the definitions is a European landowner who had slaves who worked for him, and he did not work, and he also carried a firearm. Now, in our community, what would he be called?
A lot of names.
A lot of names.
A lot of names, definitely.
Oh, yeah. So a gentleman would not, a gentleman would literally be a person who had land, had slaves, and carried a firearm. He was a gentleman. So, getting back to Masters of the Universe,
yes.
When you invoke and do the research to show thyself approved, do the research on the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. You'll find that online. And it describes in the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, or what we also call Hermes, or Jehudi. The Roman name Jehudi was Thoth, T-O-T-H. Emerald Tablets of Thoth describes the Atlantean fall. The fall from Atlantis was because of interbreeding with a species of beings from a lower star system. Now, the interesting thing about that is you have Fabre d'Olivier from the 1760s of France writing about Atlanteans. You have the Emerald Tablets of Thoth speaking of the glory of Atlantis and what exercises to activate the pineal gland and sleeping in certain directions and having certain practices. And also it speaks of where the armada of anti-gravity ships left Atlantis and set up an Atlantean outer city in what we call today modern Egypt. Or Kemet.
Oh, right. And a lot of that, if I could just kind of jump in there, and I know you were speaking about the Book of Tehuti, correct? The Emerald
right.
Tablet of Tehuti, the Kemetic
right.
name, yes, as his Kemetic name. But also a lot of that that you're speaking about is where the Bermuda Triangle is, because a lot of these
exactly.
things sort of kind of comes out of that particular place there as well, too, yes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then you have a man by the name of Edgar Cayce from the Association of Research Enlightenment,
okay.
ARE, found in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He described in past life that his name was Ra-Ta, and his name was Ra-Ta, and he was also a part of the armada of Jehudi or Thoth when they moved an Atlantean city, took an anti-gravity armada of ships to mm-hmm. Egypt, and set up an Atlantean city called Kemet.
Yes. And I follow you there. I don't know if I necessarily, yes, and I'm very familiar with Edgar Cayce, you know, the sleeping poet or the sleeping prophet, who was also a poet as well, too, with that coming out of that. Really some interesting stories there. But I do think that when it comes to ancient Kemet, even if we were to go back to that, I think we've been mixed at this particular point to a degree that sometimes it is kind of hard to differentiate between what is real, like we talk about now, and what is not real. And so it is good to come from that position of your heart and really looking at a person's spirit and really connecting with them on that particular level. So, yeah, I agree with that.
listen, you know, it's a humbling thing when you find out that even according to Edgar Cayce, the person who's the most revolutionary in this life are actually the slave owners in a past life. That's what Edgar Cayce says. So we are not bound by skin color or skin reflections and think that all your incarnations, you may have been a man or you've been a black man or a white man or a red man or a yellow man. We are literally galactic beings wrapped in a water bottle with a certain skin color like the cars on the street.
Right.
So in one incarnation, you try to catch just like a plane. Who cares what color the plane is as long as it brings you into the airport at the correct arrival time. So I am not pushing or even people misunderstanding that we are literally psychedelic beings because there's no pure bloods on the planet.
Right.
You had seed colonies from various galaxies planting multiple peoples on this one seed colony of a planet, and then allow them to mix together, and let's see what the scientific experiment will show thousands and thousands of years later. So whether you have the darkest hue or the blondest hair, you are literally mixed beyond imagination. We are literally, if someone...
No, go ahead. I was going to...
When someone asks me what I am, I say everything.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, what do you mean? Everything. I am everything. You name it, I got it. I'm talking about bloodlines. We have Chinese bloodlines. We don't acknowledge all the Chinese people that have mixed with the other peoples of this land here. We have Indian blood. We have European blood. We got African blood. We got extraterrestrial blood. We are literally a gumbo of multinational and multigalactic beings in our bloodstream.
I said I definitely agree with you, and not to mention we have the ability to change, activate, and release our DNA. So there are some good things with that, like you said. There are some definitely good things with that as well, too. And one of the most powerful things, and I'll repeat Queen Afua's words, is you are not your DNA. You do not have to be all of those things, because some of them come back in a very challenging way, wouldn't you say, as well, too? Understanding that there is only one race, if we're going to look at the human race, there is only one race. But even when we begin to look at the hue, because we know melanin plays a very important part in how we activate. And the truth of the matter is everyone has melanin, from the plants to ourselves. So melanin exists within all of us. It is the different levels of that melanin and being able to activate those different levels of consciousness. Like you said, I deal with the Akashic Record readings, and a lot of times what happens is we've been here at this point for so long that we've been everything, like you said, from here to there, from other worlds and other planets, and we really encompass all of those things at this point, especially with this energy of 2011 being on the planet and moving into all of those things as it comes to 2012. And I think it's important that when we begin to focus on these things, to encompass, and like you said, embrace all of these things, because all of these things are our teachers. They're things to help us learn and to raise our consciousness and to be able to tap into different energies that's going to help us in doing the work that we came to the planet to do. So I think that from that perspective, it is very important, you know, coming from our ancient ancestors as they've been on this planet and really setting up their portals that take us into many different worlds. We know the pyramids were aligned on fault lines that took to different reflections. We know that all of the planets align with the different parts of our bodies and how we reflect ourselves out in space. So it is an amazing, magical world. I didn't want to forget the callers. I know everyone is so excited and first because we only have 28 minutes left to go, so that's another reason, but also to invite you to come back. This has been a very amazing and powerful share. We'd love to hear more because I know there's so much more we have not even touched on that you can talk about with all of your knowledge and wisdom and wealth of experience.
I would like to also share with the listening audience, Sister Blue, insight and revelation coming from Star Trek, back when we used to watch it when the TV was black and white. We literally, a whole planet, this whole planet is carbon-based life forms.
Yes.
Carbon is what color?
Carbon is black.
Carbon's black. So if we're all down here carbon-based life forms, then we're black-based life forms, regardless of the hue. We all use carbon-based food, food that is carbon-based.
Yes.
So that means we're all eating black soul food in its various hues.
There it is. Dr. Richard King said it best.
Then we're using carbon-based fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're using soulful fuel. So who's kidding who?
Right.
Who's
kidding
who?
Yes. I think now it's just about the work, like I said. You know, really, you know, I think it was Dr. Henry Clark that said, you know, really think about the spirit of the person who's greeting you. That's what you should be focused on, whether that person looks like your reflection or not. You know, as Mama would say, everything that's good to you, that look good to you, may not be good for you.
That's right. And now we got to move into the space of the heart.
Yeah.
How do we treat each other heart to heart?
Heart
instead
to
of
heart.
Ego, ego is what we have to focus on and magnify throughout this world. We have to focus on heart to heart.
That's it.
We have to heart space, planetary place. Heart space, planetary place that we all are living from our heart. And, you know, the music is so universal, and it was so beautiful in watching the Funk Brothers, Sounds of Motown. You had a multiracial band who created the sounds of Motown, where the unspoken heroes of the music that we come to love for decades. I mean, it was an amazing documentary, Sounds of Motown, just what it was, a multiracial band. And I noticed most musicians transcend color.
Yeah.
It seems like if they have reached a place, musicians have reached a place where they realize music is greater than the small concepts we have in our mind by social conditioning.
Right. And also that same, it's been scientifically proven as well, too. And I know for myself that music and that ability to tap into your psychic abilities or your intuition, they live in the same place. So getting into these things of music and being able to vibe at that vibration is the same place where you're connecting with your higher self, that inner intuition, that universal energy. It comes from the same place. Those two are connected.
Yes. So in this beautiful world that we're living in, we're literally dreaming one dream and recycling and coming back to fulfill another dream, or helping to come back and help people to come out of bad dreams. So we all have to realize we are learning to be dream masters with the fire of love. Because we have to not pick and match according to hue, we have to pick and match according to energy and frequency.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. I do. Powerful. You want to take some more calls? I'm so excited. This is a great share this evening. I thank you so much for coming on. And the chat room, phone lines, chat room, everything's packed. People are listening from all over the world. So joining us here, you guys, as you know, I'm going to give out that information again of how you can find out more information about Brother Unc Rising Sun. And that is to go to www.healingwaterbottle.com. And you'll be able to see this amazing blue water bottle that if you're wanting to have healthy water, if you're wanting to strengthen your immune system, really help you rehydrate your entire body, give you sort of an energy booster, you know, strengthen your bladder, your organs, your muscles, all of these things that we talked about, increase the circulation in those parts of your body that's very important, being your fingers and your toes. These are some of the things that are plaguing our people at this time. You definitely want to make sure that you get over to the website and get you one of these healing water bottles. You can also call, so no worries, if you live outside of the country, you can call the candle store. You can also let them know that you heard Brother Rising Sun on the remix, and the telephone number for the candle store is going to be 718-783-8889. This is the store that you want to go ahead and give a phone call to. And their hours of operation is going to be Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So there you go. We're going to keep taking calls. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can also Skype in for all of my international listeners as well, too. I know you guys want Brother Rising Sun to repeat some of the names of the books, especially that someone said of the Frenchman who wrote the book back in the 1700s. If you can repeat that name of that book again. But I think it was the book you asked me if I heard about.
Oh, yeah, sure. That one is Hermeneutic, H-E-R-M-A-N-E-U-T-I-C, Interpretations of the Social Status of the Adamic Race by Fabre, F-A-B-R-E, D. Olivier. O-L-I-V-E-T, I think it is. You might find that on Amazon Books.
Okay. Someone is putting it in the chat room as well, so we'll get that link. And don't forget, on August the 13th, if you are able to get to Columbia, South Carolina, Brother Bobby Hemmett will be there. He'll be at the Sphinx Paw, and that's going to be on August the 13th. If you want to know more information or you're trying to get directions or you want to find out more information about the share with Brother Bobby Hemmett, then definitely you want to make sure you call 803-754-3922, and that's going to be to see Brother Bobby Hemmett on August the 13th, 2011, and he's going to be in Columbia, South Carolina at the Sphinx Paw. You don't want to miss it. If you haven't had the opportunity to see Brother Bobby Hemmett live, you definitely want to go do that. If you want to reach Brother Bobby Hemmett to get some of his DVDs, because he always has DVDs, much more than you see on YouTube or anywhere else, or some of the picture packets or the things that he offers, you can give him a call at 678-358-1055 and reach out to him. Also, this is a great time to give a big shout-out also to Brother Panic as well. And you guys know how to reach him, panicpack@hotmail.com. And we're going to continue on with the show. We're having an amazing share here with our brother. First time on the remix and a recommendation definitely by Brother Bobby Hemmett, Brother Rising Sun. So I see you guys standing there and waiting so patiently as he gets ready to take your calls. We still have 19 minutes left to go in the form, not to mention we have the after hours. So we'll see how that works right here live in the remix. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. It's your boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What up, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. How are you? You have a question for our brother?
Yeah, I have two questions. All right, quick. My first question is, I heard him speak about herbal brandy. Like, what herb do you put in the herbal brandy?
Oh, okay. Sister Blue, can I give a couple of books that would be very helpful?
Please. We love books. We love them.
Okay. Look for a book called Radiant Health by Ron Teagarden, T-E-E-G-U-R-D-E-N. A-R-D-E-N, Ron Teagarden. He has a website called dragonherbs.com. However, the book he wrote is called Radiant Health, and that gives you the top 20 Chinese herbs that strengthen the kidneys that are equal to or even better than ginseng. They are considered emperor-grade herbs or superior herbs. These are herbs that you can take almost every day with no side effects. And this superior grade of herbs are above the medicinal grade of Chinese herbs, which requires a medical license so that you can regulate the medicinal herbs. But the Chinese tonic herbs are found in the book Radiant Health. And in the back of the book, if you go to a Chinese herbal store, they will actually give you the listing of the top 20 Chinese herbs in Chinese. Another book that's very good is called Sacred and Herbal Healing Beers. These are the beers that were originally used throughout the world that had alcohol in the herbal beer. Now I'm going to give you the name of the author. Let me just take a look.
Okay.
The name of the author is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Harrod, H-A-R-R-O-D, and the last name is Buhner, B-U-H-N-E-R. It's called The Sacred and Herbal Healing Beers, The Secret of Ancient Fermentation. And this book shows you how to ferment herbs to bring out the healing qualities of the herb while getting a little buzz. Without having a bad side effect. Because we all have the need to experience high or bliss, but how we go about it is whether we have a hit or a miss.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, Sister Prue, while you have all of the listening audience, I want us to just think for a moment to send a lot of love and light to our brothers and sisters in Japan who are struggling with getting the balance of healing to their land, to their island, to all the people.
And we do have listeners in Japan as well, Brother Mark and many others that listen to the remix that have been in Japan. So beautiful. Yes, definitely want to give a big shout out to them. Those in Norway, those in all of the continent of Africa, in Norway, and those are that are in the UK, those all in Europe, everywhere. So everywhere, yes.
And I say to all the listeners everywhere, I love you. And
beautiful. They're sending love back to you.
And, you know, we're living on a round island, and the more we love each other, the more the water will smile and soft rain will flow from the skies, and the earth will feel the beat of our hearts, and she will smile and not want to shake us off like a dog with fleas.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Well,
so I love my brothers in North Africa, Central Africa, the Congo. To all of us who are aware of Simeon Toko, if you got a chance, look him up. Simeon Toko, S-I-M-E-O-N, Toko, T-O-K-O, out of the Congo. Now, that's a story for another day, but look him up, listening family. He's an amazing brother who has done some amazing things that would sound like it came out of a mythological story or sci-fi movie, but this is a reality. And I send love to our brothers in the Middle East. I send love to all our brothers and sisters in Norway. We send healing love and light to our whole planet. If we can all just like hold our planet in our palms of our hands and just send love from our hearts to our whole planet and just tell everybody living on our planet, on the surface and inside the surface of the earth and inside the interior of the earth, that we love you, we love you, we love you. Everybody who's riding this planet through the realms of space, I love you, we love each other, love and light make things right.
Yes, beautiful. Everyone is asking, are we still going to do the meditation? And it's certainly up to you. I think we've been in a meditative state here in a very positive way as well, too, for all of us here. But it is certainly up to you. We have about 12 minutes left to go till we actually get to the after hour. So we're going to do the meditation. Very good. Big shout out. I want to send love and light to everyone, too. I think this is a great time. Everyone, get yourself situated. We are going to do the meditation. And as I cue that up here, and a big love and light to Siba Haru, Alke Bulan, and all of those over at the Head Tipu Network, and Brother Ogun and his form and cipher, and to everyone out there listening. Much love, fam. Okay, so I'm ready. I have the music cued, and I just picked an instrumental here a little bit so that we can play, and I know you'll be doing some speaking. The instrumental goes, or the music goes, for about 7 minutes. There. So we have 11 minutes actually to go. So that's enough time. And I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. You want me to share a few words as we begin?
Yes, please.
So let's imagine that all the listening audience who are in North America, that all of our foreheads are touching. And we're saying, as the foreheads are touching and the light above our heads are combined, and we say, I am loving you. Yes, I am. And we move to Central and South America, where all of our listening audience in the Caribbean, we all imagine that our foreheads and our crowns are touching in one sea of light. And we say together, I am loving you. Yes, I am.
I am.
Go across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe, to all of our European listening audience from North, Central, and South America. We touch our forehead and our crown and our heart. We reach out our heart across the great waters, and we say, I am loving you. Yes, I am.
I am.
All the listening audience in Central, North, and South Africa, in the Middle East, China, and India, all the collective minds and hearts of North, Central, South America, and Europe, embracing the Middle East, and saying from our heart, our foreheads, and our crown of light, I am loving all of you. Yes, I am. And to all of North Africa, in Central and South Africa, from North, Central, and South America, and Europe, Middle East, we say, to all of our listening audience and our brothers and sisters in North Africa, we say, I am loving you. Yes, I am. In Central and South Africa, I am loving you. Yes, I am. So now all the family from North America, Caribbean, Central, South America, Europe, Africa, Middle East, looking at our brothers and sisters in China, India, and embracing heart to heart, mind to mind, third eye to third eye, crown to crown, into a sea of light. I am loving you. Yes, I am. We continue the great ocean, go to the Philippines, because of our brothers and sisters who are in Japan, let's start with Philippines, with a collective consciousness of North, Central, South America, North, Central, South Africa, Europe, Middle East. We look at our brothers and sisters connected with the Philippines, South finding it. Yes, I am. Go ahead. Collectively, we embrace our brothers and sisters who are in Japan and Korea. And we greet from our heart. Third eye, ground chakra, to a sea of light. We say, I am loving you. Yes, I am. I am healing you. Yes, I am. I am healing love and light. Shining light. And as we go to the North Pacific, to the Midway Islands, to Hawaii, all our Hawaiian family members, we greet with love. To all the ocean of the world, one, the South Pacific, the Antarctica, the Arctic Ocean, the Atlantic, Caribbean Ocean, the oceans of the South Atlantic, China, the ocean of India, throughout the world, water, spirit of water, spirit of the ocean. We feel our heart and our mind and our ground. We say, I love you. I am loving you. Thank you. We should please forgive us. We're sorry. We love you. Oceans throughout the world. We're sorry. Please forgive us. We love you. To the great oceans of the world. We love you. We're sorry. Please forgive us. Thank you. Into the sky, air, wind, in all directions, four directions, all directions. Into the air we breathe, we say, we love you. We're sorry.
We love you.
Thank you. We love you. We're sorry. Please forgive us. Thank you. To all the winds on our earth, we love you. We're sorry. Please forgive us. Love you. We're sorry. Please forgive us. We thank you.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, wow. Woo. We have about 3 minutes left to go in the form, and let me take this opportunity to just tell you again, I definitely give thanks for you coming on tonight. Definitely perfect and divine timing to have you come and share with us this evening. Very enlightening, very loving, and definitely just everyone sending their accolades to you in the chat room. It's very amazing share here. Lots of things that have been brought to our consciousness. I would love to have you come back on and share again, you know, as well. And thank you for the work that you're doing, the work you're going to do, and the work that you will continue to do. I'm going to let you have the last couple of minutes to take us out of here. We have about 2 minutes left to go in the forum. We will keep going in the after hours, and you're welcome to stay with us, but I know you've been with us for 3 hours, and, you know, we are truly blessed to have had you come and share.
Thank you, Sister Blue. This was an amazing experience for me, too, and listening, and all the listening audience. I love you. We love each other, because that's the only thing we can carry into eternity. Is the joygasms, the joy, the happiness, the hug, the embraces that we can do through the magic of radio and Blog Talk Radio is connecting our spirits together. So I put my foreheads to the foreheads of all the listening audience, and I say Om Shanti, the divine in me. Namaste. The divine in me recognizes divine in you and honors the glory and the beauty that you are. And rise, every all of us, may we rise like the morning stars in the heavens, and may we shine like the galaxies throughout all existence. You are a star.
Beautiful.
What we are.
Yes. Ashe, Hetepu, Namaste, Avita Sane, Chis, all the different languages.
Yes.
Ciao. You know, all of those beautiful things. Thank you so much. Very powerful share. We will be in touch. And again, thank you. You are willing, if you can stay in. If not, we love you and we thank you for coming on. I know you'll be back in the remix. We have lots of things that we can get into, lots more things to add into our toolbox as we continue on our path and our journey. I want to say peace and blessings to everyone here. We will go into the after hours. So if you're on the phone lines, stay on the phone lines. If you haven't called in, you have about 25 seconds to do so. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And I'll open up the phone lines. We can talk about the show. We can talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. We'll use that last hour to do that. So peace and love, much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to you, Brother Rising Sun. And thank you again.
And thank you, Sister Blue, and all the people that we know. Thank you, all my brothers and sisters in Atlanta. Big hug to you.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're in the after hours. This is what we call the after hours of the remix. So those that are in the chat room and those that are listening from all over the world, the after party is just about to kick on now. So we still have probably over 100 plus people who are listening via the phone. So they are still on the phone lines with us. And I guess we will be able to just continue from here. So what we're going to do is, I guess I'll go to the phone lines. I'm going to go to the next caller, and I believe this is where we left off. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 860.
Hi, Miss Lou.
Greetings. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, it's Jason from Connecticut.
Okay. Greetings, Jason. How are you?
Good. I actually had a question. I pressed one about actually a while ago, but he actually answered the question. It was about, I was trying to get him to compare, I guess, ayahuasca to psilocybin mushrooms, but he definitely touched on that. And I don't know if Brother Ra is still on the line, and I was trying to get an idea as to perhaps which one of those might be a better option. Because I know ayahuasca is, they say it's illegal. I don't know why all these things are illegal. But, you know, I was trying to get an idea as to what the difference between those two were. That was ayahuasca and psilocybin mushrooms that I've been reading about.
They're different plant teachers with similar messages of love and light. And it's all basically herbal mirrors. Herbal mirrors to take a look at yourself.
Okay.
The man in the mirror. It's all about looking okay. to do the healing and become a better person.
Okay.
From a place of ego fear to a place of heart space love.
Okay. Now, do you ever get to a point where you don't need these anymore? Like, you know, like, for example, if you're using them, do you get to a point where, you know, perhaps you kind of outgrow them, or are they meant to be used, you know, throughout your life?
I think it's something, can we outgrow our planet? Can we outgrow the oceans? Can we outgrow the plant kingdom? It's something that we embrace, and we are them and they are us. It's something that is a connection. It's like, how do we outgrow our grandparents? How do we outgrow our children? How do we outgrow our loved ones? How do we outgrow out of love? It's a connection, and as we move through life, there'll be times that we may embrace friends and family. How do we outgrow our friends? You know, is there come a point in our life that we outgrow our friends? So it's all about being connected, all of life, all of our connections.
Okay.
So, it's not a dependency. We don't want to be codependent on anything. We want to be dependent on our own divinity to shine.
Yes.
We depend on our own divinity to flow and sing and be poetic and dance and bike ride and go down to the oceans and the beaches and, you know, and splash and thank the ocean and the air and the sunshine.
Okay. Okay. I'm really glad you actually mentioned the fact that, you know, these plants are, you said it way earlier in the beginning of the show, but you said something to the effect of, you know, these plants were the engine of spirituality and eventually they were taken out. And I see a lot of people who are spiritual teachers today, and I'm not dismissing the fact that they provide some pretty powerful messages, but a lot of these teachers aren't really touching on the fact that, you know, how important these plants were to the ancients. And I'm just so glad you actually, you know, brought that up. And, you know, it's definitely something I'm going to continue to research and, you know, definitely delve into and actually start using some of these myself. So I'm just really appreciative that you brought that up.
Yeah. And most important, especially when beginning your voyage back to becoming natural, back to nature,
mm-hmm.
back to the terre, using the or embracing the teaching of the plants is a beautiful inner standing, and I say inner standing as compared to overstanding or understanding. I'd rather be in the inside of standing of these concepts where there are herbs called Shen herbs in the Asian herbal system. And Baratunde from Forgotten Foods and Sister Kaya, they have Shen herbs where
yeah.
they actually cultivate the heart spirit, cultivate mm-hmm. the heart intelligence. And so you can hear the voice of your heart louder than if you're eating at Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Or food creates trance states. All food you eat will put you in a certain type of trance. So in drinking certain herbs, it puts you in awareness that is closer to the natural pulse of the earth so that you can feel. And what is important on survival is that the elephants and the animals in Indonesia, in Sumatra, knew before the tidal wave came, they went to higher ground. They
right.
sensed
right.
heat. They sensed trouble. So they went to higher elevations while the tourists are riding on their backs. It didn't matter. It's like, you know, you can ride along if you want. I'm getting to higher ground.
yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm glad
so
you spoke.
That's
Go
what
ahead.
We want to be, that's what we want to be able to do. Well, the earth is preparing to cleanse and awaken and yawn and stretch and maybe shake her butt, you know, because the earth got an energy, you know. If she wiggles and shakes and dance, we want to know where we got to move to survive, and we want to know where we got to be so that if we have to be on her waistline versus being on one of her hips, and she starts to shake, rattle, and roll, we don't get shaken off the planet.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the Shen herbs too, because I've been reading a lot about it. And you mentioned Ron Teagarden, and I've been reading a lot of his stuff too. And I just kind of wanted to kind of share this, because for the last maybe 6 weeks, I've been taking, I read some stuff about Ron Teagarden and some of the things that he brings up with his website, Jing Herbs. And I've been taking reishi mushrooms, and I've been taking deer antler. And I'm telling you, like, I've never felt better before, and I've only been on it for about 6 weeks. It's amazing stuff. And, you know, it's just really, you know, I'm just really so appreciative of, you know, all this information about this stuff. And, you know, it's definitely amazing, and I'm so glad you guys are sharing it with us, you know.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's
what
we need.
It is. Yes. Well, thank you so much. It's always good hearing from you and good for you to call in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Peace. Yeah, I think that is so good, because it brings a different perspective. I know myself with a lot of the work that I do, and even in the holistic healing, but it's something very key that you said, Brother Rising Sun, that kind of stuck with me, and that is a lot of this is a lot of times we see it as a separation from ourselves. And so the goal is really just to be in the place where this is a part of our everyday being. So just like we're talking about certain herbs to activate or raise up certain energy within us, that should be with everything that we encompass, from the air that we breathe, from the water that we bathe in or drink, from the foods that we eat in the beginning of the day. Lettuce should be able to do that in its natural state. Some of these fruits and vegetables should be able to cause these different reactions within us, don't you think, as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we put our prayers and our intention on the foods that have so much water content, they will reflect back what we give them, so that the food literally becomes, do you remember the movie, what was it called, like Water Like Chocolate?
Oh, yes.
And when she was happy, after the people ate the food, they wanted to make love.
Yes.
And when she was sad, after they ate her food, everyone started crying.
Yes. So, yes, it is so true. It is so true. And it is, you know, a lot of times when we look at things, whether it be from our parents, our ancestors, or maybe just kind of been exposed to within ourselves, of how they blessed their food. You know, I often, as a young child, used to, you know, wonder about that. And it wasn't just for indoctrination purposes. It was truly about blessing what was about to enter into your sacred temple and being thankful for that, you know, really being thankful for it. Yeah. We're going to continue on and take some more calls. I see you guys there. You can still press one if you're on the phone line and you have a question for Brother Rising Sun. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's calling, please?
Greetings, this is Renata calling from Georgia. Thank you, and thank you to the guest who's on. I just wanted to see if you could elaborate on the power of intention. Like, I just started reading a book about it, and how can we fine-tune ourselves so that we're manifesting, or our intentions, how can we fine-tune them so that we're manifesting on a higher level?
I'm going to intuitively say for you to get a spray bottle. If you don't get it from the website, you get a spray bottle, sister, and start working with the element of water. I want you to say a prayer or sing a song and spray yourself in the morning before you start your day. Start just mist, you know, an atomizer. Mist your face and say, I am divine. Yes, I am. And then mist your day ahead, like where you're getting ready to go to work. I am harmony flooding every molecule at my workspace. And I am earthly abundance flowing freely through me every day in every way. And while you're saying that, feel it and spray like you're casting a spell every day of your life, because you are one who can make a difference by spraying your way to the success and the destiny you deserve.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And something like Spirit told me to catch some rainwater. And I wanted to know, is there any, I know we can give significance to things, but is there any special significance, in your opinion, to rainwater or catching some rainwater?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just felt water around you when you called.
I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a water sign. And, you know, it's been on my mind for a while, but I, you know, started watching little things on YouTube and just looking at little bits of information about water. But
water is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
So you become a water bender.
All right. I'll do
Thanks.
That.
Thank you, water girl. Spray that water as you cast a spell. They say, okay, here come that water witch. Here she looks, she's spraying more water. You know, and have a big old smile on your face,
but,
and
do it intensely.
But
they do it at work, because I'll bring like a gallon of water. I just take it to work because I have my mind set to drink so much a day. So it's like they already kind of treat me like that in a sense. So it's kind of a joke, you know, at work. But, you know, thank you. Thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to see you start to spraying that water around. Start squid, 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 squid. Uh-oh, now she's spraying the water. Watch out, here it comes. Spray my face. Yeah.
All right now.
All right.
All right, I'm done. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, everyone, we are here. I'm trying to see if anyone else, if you guys have questions, please press 1. That's how I know that you're going to be on the phone lines for us here. We've had a great 3 hours here as we continued in the share here as well with our brother Rising Sun as well. I'm going to let you kind of close us out. I think we can close out at this time. Everyone has the information how to contact you, and I'll put that out there again and for them to get their water bottles. But leave us with some words, if you will, and I'll turn that over to you, and we'll do that.
I have to, before the video, The Secret, before there was Power of Positive Thinking, there was a brother in our community named Reverend Ike, taught that if you believe you can achieve, yes, I am. And if all of us together in the listening audience say in our minds and our hearts, I am remembering all I am. I am activating all I am. I am loving all I am. I am abundance flowing through me every day in every way. Yes, I am. I am thankful. Yes, I am. I am loving you, loving me, loving everyone, their divinity. Yes, I am. I am divinely remembering, and I am divinely protected. Yes, I am. I am healthy. Yes, I am. And I am protection. And so for all the listening audience, imagine yourself in a ball of light, of protection, because we need protection in uncertain times, in changing times. We need to feel a shield of protection surrounding you. I am divinely protected. Yes, I am. Is there anyone in the listening audience, if you have concerns about law enforcement and being worried about excessive law enforcement, just magically invoke your spirit, your divinity, and say, I am invisible to all law enforcement. Yes, I am. And if your intention is sincere and true and divinely guided, saying, I am invisible to all law enforcement, yes, I am, it will be so. So we, may we all become dream masters more. I am awakening to my dream master powers and wisdom and love. Yes, I am. And I thank you, Sister Pooh. I thank you for having me on your show.
And I thank you as well. It's been an amazing share. And definitely would love to have you come back in the forum again. I'm going to give out your website again, www.healingwaterbottle.com. And for those of you wanting to place your order, you can contact the store, the candle store, I believe it is, at 718. I lost the number, but hold on. I don't want to give the wrong number out. 718-783-8889. There it is. So you have the telephone number. Download this amazing share. Brother Rising Sun will definitely be back to share with us again. I wish you peace and love on your journey. And I know we'll connect again. And I thank you. I thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Big hug. Big squeeze to all the listening audience. Maybe we all hug and squeeze each other right off the floor. Levitate.
All beautiful. Right. Well, peace and love. All right, everyone. That's going to do it for us here in the remix. What an amazing share we had tonight. And so I thank you guys for being present and being in the moment of now, because that is where we get our true blessing, is to be in the moment of now and doing it right here on the platform like the remix, where we can come together from many different walks of life and many different backgrounds and respect all of those different ways of doing things and backgrounds. We know, even from our ancestors, that there are so many different ways to do things, that there's more than one way. And so each and every time that we collectively come together and we're here, we're learning our way, we're learning, we're remembering, and we're sharing. So we're going to go ahead and close out. If you like the show, I want you to like it on Facebook, and I want you to download. So you can either go to iTunes and download the show right there, or you can come right back here to the remix on Blog Talk Radio, /the remix, and click the purple icon. It'll download right to your iPod there, or download the show straight to your computer. So, peace and blessings, everyone. We're about to get out of here. We're going to close out for the evening. Don't forget, if you're in South Carolina, go check out Brother Bobby Hemmett. He's going to be there on August the 13th. If you want more information, 803-754-3922. He's going to be at the Sphinx Paw in South Carolina. Maybe we'll do a blue blast later tonight. Who knows? It's been an exciting share. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. We're going to go ahead and get out of here as well. Big shouts out to Dr. U of U360. Got to give him big ups as well, too. And we're going to just go ahead and close out with I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby. I love that song, so we'll play that now. So peace and love, everyone.
weather, I'm still the same old guy. Take a look at me, see I couldn't look no better. Girl, I'm at the feet, and that's a fact, that's a fact. Take a part of me, you know it couldn't feel no better. Take it all with me, before you break your back or get a heart attack.
Amanda Blue. I am Amanda Blue. How many is that?
Well, that's going to do it for us this Sunday night, everyone. And yes, yes, you are a wonderful thing. So peace and love to everyone. Peace and love, blessings, hetepu, ciao. See you later. All of those wonderful salutations that are out there. See you guys next Friday night, live in a remix. We'll have another powerful share for you. And so I'll be putting that show up rather early. So you guys know, you know where to be Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So peace and love, fam, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Much love, warm spirit. And yes, later tonight we're going to do a Blue Blast call. So I'll see you guys there. Peace. Know your magic. Know your magic, everyone. And don't forget to call the Know Your Magic hotline. We're out of here.